Blog Talk Radio.
If you feel insignificant, you better think again. Better wake up because you're part of something way bigger. You're part of something way bigger. Not just a speck in the universe. Not just some words in a Bible verse. You are the living word. Ah, you're part of something way bigger. Bigger than you, bigger than we. Bigger than the picture they framed us to see. But now we see it. And it ain't no secret, no. Understand the truth about that question in your soul. Look up, don't look down, then watch the answers unfold. Life is your birthright, say he's dead in a fine print. Take the pen and rewrite it. Step out your wisdom and step in your wisdom and know that you're excellent, right? Spirit is teaching, no, I'm not just preaching. I'm taking my own advice. Let mama let you know. Mama's still trying, I can't get no days off. I don't get no days off, truly I'm feeling it. I have to say that thing twice. Trying to be a good wife. Still really hard, I can't lie. But I promise you I will fight, so I fight. If you're feeling frustrated, you're thinking I'm jumping it. Forgiveness is key because we're fighting something way bigger. You never lose, we are winners. I'll be the root, you'll be the tree. That's on the fruit that was given to me. Legacy, we're part of something way bigger. In the picture they framed us to see. Legacy, oh, you're part of something way bigger. Let love be the water I pour into you and you pour it to me. There ain't no drought here, blooming through our actual power. I'll be a sanctuary, you just don't know yet. You just don't know yet. No matter how hard it gets, you got my blood in ya, and you're gonna rise. You're part of something way bigger. You're part of something way bigger. Bigger than you, bigger than me. Bigger than the picture that made it to be, yeah. Ooh, ooh, ooh. You're part of something way bigger. Again, better wake up because you're part of something way bigger. You're part of something way bigger. I'll be the root, you'll be the tree. Pass on the fruit that was given to me. Legacy, we're part of something way bigger.
Wake that ass up
early in the morning.
The Breakfast Club.
Yep, it's the world's most dangerous morning show, The Breakfast Club. Charlamagne Tha God, Angela Yee. I still don't know what DJ Envy is.
Yeah, he's been away, but he'll be back soon. But
we have a special guest in the building.
Ayanna Van Zant is here.
She smells amazing.
I do?
Yes, you do. How are you this morning?
I'm good.
But you don't know you smell good. You got to know what you
well,
put on.
Well, you know what? That's my body product. I make it. So oh, okay. I smell it all the time. So I never...
You're used to it.
I'm used to it. It doesn't matter.
So is it an oil, a spray? Or?
I have a body wash. It's called Masterpiece Body Therapy. I have a body wash. I have a shower oil.
Wow.
I have a body butter.
Sounds like you need to get these products.
It smells very refreshing.
Yeah, right, the it whole is. Because the room normally stinks.
It's created with oil and herbs so that we clean our energy as we wash our body. Because we don't think about energy.
Clean your energy.
Clean your energy. Because a lot of people have cootie energy.
Yeah, if you got stink energy, you're
right.
Just a different level.
That's right. It doesn't matter how much you wash if you don't clear your energy. You know, whether it's sadness or grief or anger or upset, how do you clear that?
You think people can really smell it?
It's not a smell. It's just a feeling.
You feel it. Yeah.
Like, haven't you ever gone in anybody and you say, ew?
Yeah, you know how we are very attracted to people according to our scent attraction, too.
Yeah,
they always say scent attraction means so much. You know how you can, like, smell somebody's shirt and be like, oh, I miss him so much.
Yeah, but you know why that is? Because scent is the only one of our senses that doesn't get processed by the brain. Mm. Scent goes directly through the olfactory nerves into the central nervous system. That's why you only need to smell collard greens once to know what it is.
or
chitterling.
Now, I'm an energy person, too. Like, if your energy isn't right, I don't want nothing to do with you.
Yeah,
I don't care who you are.
But how do we clean our energy? Nobody teaches us that.
Mm. And you have to have a lot of people whose energy isn't right, because that's basically what you do, is you are working on fixing people's energy.
Well, their minds. Because if your mind is not right, your energy is going to be off. And we got a lot of people with off minds right now.
Mm-hmm.
I won't mention any names.
Oh. Listen, we're going to revisit some of your past episodes, but we are gearing up. The new season has come.
Yes.
Fix My Life.
Yes.
And I saw you had Selena Johnson and Phil Johnson on.
Well, that was from before.
From before.
That was just rebooting to see where they are now. But we started this season Saturday with the Mitchell family, which was the family of the five brothers that were with me last year.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, this rebooting. Because you know what is good about that? It's not like you just move on from them and we never see them again.
Right.
We need to revisit and see, since you had them on the show, what steps have been taken, where are they now, how much has that work been done?
And how much have they done the work?
Mm-hmm.
And we saw with the Mitchells on Saturday that they kind of forgot to do their work.
Is that easier or harder to work with somebody you've already worked with before?
Well, it's not easy or hard. It's just getting them to understand this thing is a consistent thing. You don't, it's not like a one-hit wonder. You do it and then you're fixed. You know, you got to continue with the work. And as we saw Saturday with the Mitchells, they hadn't really continued with their work. Or even so, they hit a wall. They had gone as far as they can go. And so they needed more information and more support and to clear more stuff.
I think people don't understand healing is a process.
It is a process. Mm-hmm. You don't go to surgery and then come out and you're done.
Yeah.
You got to go in. You go into the recovery room.
Right.
Then the stitches have to heal. Then you have to rebuild your strength in that particular area. It's the same thing with the mind and the heart. You don't just get the information and voila, I'm healed. Mm-hmm. And particularly if you've been in this dysfunction or pain or breakdown for a number of years, you need time to recover.
Sometimes I think we automatically assume when someone agrees to do the show that they want to get this work done. And sometimes these people are very resistant.
No, we don't look for people. Mm-hmm. Everybody who comes to us.
But they have to agree to do it.
But
so,
they don't know what it is.
Right.
They don't know what it is. It's just like you married Charlie, and, you know, because y'all got along good at the club, you think he's fine, and then you get home and you realize his breath stinks, his feet stink, and now he got a key.
Yeah.
So you gotta, you know, they don't really understand.
Right.
And so, and me, I'm not there to agree with you.
Mm-hmm.
I'm not there to make you feel good. I'm there to cut through, you know, whatever the crust is so that we can get to the center and the core. And it's frightening.
Yeah.
You know, and that's why sometimes I get a little concerned, you know, because the viewers are looking at their clothes and their hair and their fingernails. No. These people have put their soul on the line.
Mm-hmm.
Look for the lesson. Look for what you can use.
DMX is trying to come back and perhaps to revisit that. Is that something you're open to?
My experience is that he's not ready.
Mm-hmm.
He's not ready for me. He's not ready to do the work. And so I don't want to repeat of the challenges we had before when he wasn't ready. It's just not fair to him.
Mm-hmm.
It's not fair to me. It's not fair to the viewer.
Do you think that when a man is that age and he's still not ready to do the work, will he ever get right?
Yeah, he can.
Okay.
He can, but the thing is, not just with Earl or DMX, but people can't come, you can't go into surgery and tell the doctor how to do it. You know what I mean? You can't go into surgery and say, cut me this way, stitch me that way. You have to go in with a level of trust and openness and willingness. And I think for men, particularly, coming to me, a woman, the ego gets involved.
Mm.
You know, and since men aren't really programmed and conditioned and processed about how to process their feelings, when I hit that nerve, the man is coming for me, the woman.
Right.
And I'm not there for that. I'm there to help you clear. But it's a lot. It's hard.
You know
I
why that is,
I never thought about
too?
That. I never thought about how men would react to a woman speaking to them about things and how different that could be than how they react to a man. I would think a woman, when you talk about emotions, would be better equipped for a man to want to.
But the first thing that's going to come up is shame or embarrassment.
Mm-hmm.
And then the ego will jump in.
A fragile male ego.
That's right. And then they're coming for me as the woman, you know. And I try to hold a space so I can be a soft place for them to fall.
But that's because men don't know how to react to anything other than with violence in a lot of situations, or to get angry.
Well, no one has taught any of us as human beings how to process our emotions. None of them, whatever it is. We're taught that fear or sadness is weakness. We're taught that anger is bad or wrong. We don't even know how to process things like sorrow,
mm-hmm.
disappointment, mm-hmm. you know, anxiety. We can't even distinguish between them. We may have disappointment and think it's gas, you know. You know, so it's really my experience has been the average human in this society, black, white, male, female, has a very limited emotional vocabulary and an emotional library, very, very limited. So most of us are emotionally retarded.
Yeah.
We have arrested development when it comes to understanding and processing our emotions. Same thing with women.
Mm-hmm.
You know, we know how to be happy. We know how to be angry. But do we know how to express sorrow, grief,
right.
sadness, anxiety? Do we know how to, we know what frustration is, but do we know the root and cause of it? Do we understand it's disappointment or maybe it's, you know, some incomplete conversations we have? So we're really emotionally retarded.
That's why I think we need SEL in schools, starting in elementary school.
Yes.
Because I know for a fact, I've just learned to start processing my emotions over the past couple of years, and that's because of therapy.
Right.
I feel like they need that in schools to let everybody just learn how to deal with their emotions early.
Well, even identify the emotion.
Mm-hmm.
Sometimes you don't have to deal with them. You just mm-hmm. need to know what it is and have permission
right.
to have the feeling.
To feel.
People
yeah.
will tell you, don't say that. Don't feel like that. Don't do that. You know, we just cut it off and not understanding that emotion is the energy that moves us. So that's why my whole masterpiece body wash line came about, because so many of us are emotionally constipated.
So you got a laxative too?
You know? Yeah, it's called a body wash. Clean that stuff off your body. Because it's herbs and oil.
Yeah.
And herbs break it down. But so many of us are emotionally constipated. And then we go to the self-medication, whether it's the mm-hmm. drinking or the smoking or the porn or the shopping or the whatever it is.
Shopping does make me feel great sometimes.
It does, too. But can I tell you something? I'll confess this. Because, you know, I fly around a lot. I do a lot of work. And I remember the first two or three seasons of Fix My Life. Afterwards, I would go in a store and just lose my mind. I mean, shoes, bras, whatever. It didn't matter. And then I would get home, and I'm like, why do I have this?
Yes.
What is this? But what I got was I was giving, giving, giving. I felt depleted, and I was filling the void with shopping.
Mm.
And I had to stop that
mm-hmm.
because the critic the card company really didn't care that I was having an emotional crisis.
And I'm sure that wasn't filling you. It wasn't fulfilling.
No, but because I didn't stop to think about it, mm-hmm. I just did it.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, for us as women, that just seems like a normal thing. Go
right,
shopping.
We're like, okay, I made some
But when
money,
I really got into the void and realized, okay, this is not about me shopping. This is about me not replenishing myself
mm-hmm.
and trying to fill the void with the things. So now when I feel that, now that I know what it is, I know what the void feels like, mm-hmm. when I feel that, the last place I go is shopping.
That's how I feel. That's actually when I used to cheat on my wife, I was doing it for ego.
Ah.
And then it's like you realize that's not what's filling you up.
Right.
It doesn't fill you up. It feels like you're just pouring something into a bottomless
cup. That's right, a bottomless
cup.
Pit.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Yeah.
Because
no matter how much I bought, mm-hmm. I would still get home and still have the thing.
Right.
So I had to check on
the thing. And then you're also mad at yourself.
Thing.
Like, why did I buy it?
And now I got the bill. Forget the thing. I could use the thing. It was the bill that I was concerned about.
You know what's interesting about the feelings thing, too? It's like, you know, when you're young, they tell you all of these different positive affirmations. They're like, oh, you got to feel happy. And Hakuna Matata means no worries. But what if I got worries?
Yeah.
Like, so it's like, yeah, when we get those feelings, we try to dismiss them because we think something's wrong with us for having them.
And we have to learn how to give ourselves permission to be present
mm-hmm.
with whatever it is that we're feeling in the moment. You know, loving, attentive kindness to it. Sometimes you don't have to do anything about it. Can I just be with this?
Right. I always tell people it's so normal to have these emotions. I broke up with my boyfriend. Of course I'm sad about it. Why yeah. wouldn't I be? There's something wrong if you don't feel anything,
right.
I would think.
But what the average person would think is that they need the boyfriend to end the sadness.
Mm-hmm.
And that's not true. What you need to do is to be with the sadness, understand what it is communicating to you, and give yourself permission to have it. Because if I were to cut you open on the autopsy table right now and look everywhere, where would I find sadness?
Mm.
Here.
Mm-hmm.
This is the only place it exists. Sadness, anger, grief, sorrow, disappointment, frustration. What happens is because we don't process it, that energy, that electrical current goes through the body, and then we want to do something physical about it. And that's how we get in trouble. That's domestic violence. That's child abuse. That's just, you know, crazy men in the world.
As we see so many more conversations about mental health happening now, do you feel like your show was kind of ahead of its time?
Yeah.
And what it was that you've been doing?
Yeah, and 5 years from now, some other person will come along and they'll get Emmys and Grammys and all manner of stuff. Same thing that happened when I did Starting Over, when mm-hmm. I started processing women on Starting Over. The next thing you know, now everybody's in the house, you know, and Starting Over isn't even remembered. The same thing with Fix My Life. You know, I'm usually on the bleeding edge, not even the cutting edge. I'm mm-hmm. out so far ahead of the thing until I'm bleeding. Because when Fix My Life first started, people thought I was crazy. And now it's become a part of mm-hmm. the culture, you know. And I personally, I could be very wrong. Please forgive me if I am. A white person's going to come along and do it, and it'll be raised.
Get all the credit for
oh,
it.
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah. That's
but it's
what's
such a
happen.
Staple for us, but I do feel like early on people didn't understand so much. Like, why would you go on that show? Why is she talking to them like that? And there was a lot of criticism, but people also loved the show at the same time.
Well, now they do because mm-hmm. I've been consistent.
Right.
And they've seen the results, and they've done what I asked them to do. Because the first two seasons, we used to give a worksheet for each show and tell people, don't look at the people, do your work. So now people get it. Okay, this may not be my story, but I can apply this. So now they're doing it. But I'm still a black woman doing it.
Mm-hmm.
You understand? That's still NBC, CBS, Fox. They would never look at it until they put a white person in there.
Mm.
And then they go. I remember so clearly when I did Iyanla, the talk show,
yes,
how the producers told me, nobody wants to see you dancing. Nobody wants to see any music.
Uh-oh.
Okay,
and then
Ellen.
Here come
yeah,
Ellen.
Yeah. Exactly.
All right? When I wanted to do, they told me, you know, you can't say that to people. Nobody wants to watch television with people solving problems all the time.
All right, Dr. Phil.
Okay. I mean, this has been my experience. Yeah. No heat, no judgment.
Mm-hmm.
My purpose is my purpose. I've been blessed and humbled by the what I've been able to do on the Oprah Winfrey Network and grateful. But you mark my words, because you'll still be here. 5 years from now, they're going to put a white person on the network doing this, and it'll be raves all over the world. Watch.
Do you think that it would have been embraced more if it was Oprah presented?
No, because Oprah isn't known to do the kind of this level.
Mm-hmm. Gotcha.
She introduced it to the world. And if you recall when she did Live Your Best Life
mm-hmm.
years ago, and she had John Gray, Susie Orman, Dr. Phil, and people thought, who is she trying to be? She's trying to be a psychologist. Again, a black woman criticized,
yeah.
Towed down. And now you got it everywhere.
You know, I did a. You're absolutely right, because I did a live therapy session last year on VH1,
mm-hmm.
and I wanted a sister, Dr. Jessica Clemens, to be the therapist.
Right.
And I had to fight for her.
Yeah.
Because they wanted to bring in Dr. Drew, and I'm like, listen,
right.
The last thing my people want to see is a black man talking to a white man about their problems when
yeah.
the white man caused most of them.
Right. You know? And that's not about Dr. Drew.
No.
Because he's a wonderful
mm-hmm.
person. But it's just about the things in this society that we won't mm-hmm. talk about. We won't talk about the presence of race and how
right.
it impacts us and what happens and what goes on. We just won't talk about it. We got this wonderful occupant in the White House, mm-hmm. you know, who's clearly mm-hmm. demonstrating some mental imbalances.
Mm-hmm.
And we're trying to explain it away. What is wrong with you? Go somewhere and sit down with yourself.
What are the mental imbalances? Because I feel like all old white rich males have a lot of those mental imbalances.
I don't know that many to be able to speak about it. But, you know, if one of my grandchildren, I have I got two great-grandchildren.
Congratulations.
Yeah. If one of my grandchildren were to behave publicly the way the occupant of the White House does,
mm-hmm.
they'd have to come over to Ye-Ye's house for a conversation. I'm Ye-Ye. Ye-Ye need to get you in check, boo, because, you know, judging people, calling people, being disrespectful, not telling the truth, you know, not owning your stuff,
mm-hmm.
putting stuff out there and then saying you didn't put it out there. What are you drinking? You smoking Happy Flowers again? Don't do that.
That's something we have to check up on.
I think
on.
It's just power. I think it's power and privilege.
That may be it. But then look how we're responding. We're sitting here, you know, one finger up our nose and one up our butt. Like we're not, this is going on. You know, it makes me crazy. I'm like, why are we asking this? Why are we asking it? Because we have to take responsibility. It's out here because we do it in here.
Mm-hmm. Mm.
We do it every day. I have to go back to what our brother D.L. Hughley said years ago. People don't pay attention to it. He said, Barack Obama is what we aspire to be, but Trump is who we are.
Who we are.
Damn. I'm not that.
Well, we do it.
That's America.
Okay, let me just ask you.
I can't.
How many times in your private, personal life, mm-hmm. you don't have to answer me, just think about it, do you say something? And then when you get called on it, deny that you say it. How many times have you done it? In relationships with your kids? We do it with our kids all the time. I'm going to get you so-and-so, go over there, and then we don't do it. And then when the kids come back and say, you said so-and-so. No, I didn't. You know, we do it all the time. How many times do you, you know, rally people to be on your side, to make you right, you know, and shove other people away or tear other people down? To make your point. Maybe, you know, I've done it. I'm better now. I'm healed, thank you, Lord. But I recognize what I'm looking at.
It's a process.
And everything that I see there, I've done it.
Right.
Mm.
In my personal life, in my relationships, with my children, to myself. To myself. So I think that he's very purposeful. He's showing us who we are. We need to stop looking at him and look at ourselves. And when I said that
mm-hmm.
before, the his wonderful supporters came after me. You know, I said the same thing about Jussie Smollett. We do it. What he did, we did. Basically, what he did at the bottom line was he told a lie.
Yeah.
Although he'll still say now that he's telling the truth.
I'm saying how it affected us. Mm-hmm. I don't know what his consciousness is. I haven't had a conversation with him.
Now, R. Kelly's somebody you could have had a conversation with.
No. Not ready.
But he wanted to.
Again, you know, I'm very clear about mental imbalance mm-hmm. when I see it. I'm very clear about distortion in energy when I see it. Not that I won't work with it, but you got to own it. And I'm real clear when somebody's coming to me to tell their story, not to get healed. I don't process stories.
Right.
I do the healing. And I don't think he was ready. He needed to tell his story.
So he can't come to you until he's ready to admit he has a problem with
it. Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah.
He's still in denial.
Did you speak to him already personally behind the scenes?
Not personally, but through his people.
Mm-hmm.
And just the mere fact that he was making demands of how he wanted this thing to happen.
No way.
And I'm like,
you can't do that.
I ain't on that committee, brother. I'm not on that committee.
What kind of demands could you make? Like,
I'm not coming to you. You come to me.
Hmm.
Iyanla Van Zandt ain't coming to you, boo. Not because I'm Iyanla Van Zandt, but because doctors don't make house calls anymore.
They don't?
Not that I'm aware of.
Oh.
You got to go to the hospital or to the... And he needed, you know, emergency triage
right.
at that point. And in order to really heal, not just these people, but any of us, they are just a demonstration. You got to be willing to own your stuff. But if the shame and the guilt and the denial and the resistance is what you're holding on to, you're not ready.
Right.
You know?
Do the issues of the people you work with ever get in your spirit? And if so, how do you work through that?
Well, that's what I was saying. I'd shop.
Okay.
Now I don't, you know. I found out ways to protect my energy,
mm-hmm.
you know. A lot of it is scent. If I'm smelling something, you know, my energy is in a different place. How I take care of my body and my mind afterwards, you know, the clearing, the cleaning, the washing, you know.
A little sage.
Yeah, a little sage. Well, sage, some things sage can't help. You got to go deeper than sage. You got to go to the hyssop and the dragon's blood. But, yeah, clearing the space. The other thing is, at Fix My Life, we keep the space clear. I have people that I work with. We cleanse the space before we go in. We cleanse it during.
Mm-hmm.
I have someone there on the set clearing the energy throughout the process. We pray before we start. We pray at the end of the day. So we also prepare the space so that the energy is clear.
I would think that you've seen so much that there's nothing new to you now. And you've worked with all different kinds of people. So on this new season, what are some things that you're learning or maybe some things that you're like, this has never happened before?
I think not that it's never happened before, but again, just the depth of wounding that occurs, particularly to men, when we are not given permission, when our emotional health is not addressed, not mental health,
mm-hmm.
but emotional health, and what it does to men, and how devastated so many men in this world are simply because nobody taught them how to process a feeling. You know, the whole issue of, and the other thing I learned this season, because there's three or four shows that really deal with this, is really the devastation a lie can have on somebody's life.
Mm.
A lie, a simple
Man.
Lie. Oh, my God, you know. And that's my story. I know that story. But really how it affects people. Those two things, the devastation of men and not being able to process their emotions,
mm-hmm.
and how we as women contribute to that because we're the mothers. You know, we contribute to it the way we... You the man of the house. No, I'm seven. You know, right. Stop that noise. Don't be a punk. No, go on, cry, boo.
But you get that from both sides. If you got a father in the house and you got a mother in the house, sometimes your mother might be the caring one, but then your father's like, stop babying that boy.
Right,
like,
right.
I just want a hug.
Yeah, but, you know, because he wasn't taught.
Exactly.
And the other thing that I'm really clear about this season more than ever is the resurgence or the reemergence of our ancestral historical wounds.
Mm.
Let me tell you something. That thing is real.
Mm-hmm.
Okay? We are dealing with some stuff now, particularly people of color, African Americans, Latin Americans, Native Americans, because I'm all of that.
Mm-hmm.
Generational trauma.
Yes! Coming to the surface to be healed. And so many people are ill-equipped to deal with.
Do you think it's because this administration reminds us of that old school way, so we feel
absolutely.
Like
Absolutely.
Yeah.
Absolutely. It's happening. You know, it's coming up. But it's coming up to be healed. It's not coming up because it's wrong or bad. If we go back and we look, nobody even dealt with the fact that during that election time, how they desecrated the land in South Dakota, digging up the burial ground of the sacred burial ground of the Native Americans. This is their land. This is their land.
Yeah.
We are guests here. Well, we ain't even guests. We're captives, but, you know. And so that where'd that energy go? We act like it didn't happen.
Right.
It happened, and we didn't address it.
Mm-hmm.
You know, and the whole thing that's going on with the Mother Earth and what. I mean, we're in a very exciting time. I mean, look at the weather. Is this not insane?
So I was going to ask you, do you think
tornadoes,
the Earth is rebelling against these old white men?
Well, not against the old white men.
I think the old white men is the problem. I really do.
But old white men came from old white women.
Mm.
So it's consciousness.
Mm.
It's not people.
Mm-hmm.
It's consciousness. That's what it is. I think the Earth is rebelling against the consciousness that we hold as human beings. We're so mean to each other. That darn social media thing is nasty.
It's the devil.
It really is. You know, we're mean to each other. And then this competition and comparison. Simple things. I was saying the other day, you know, I'm on tour. I'm going around the country. And I was saying the other day, I remember how my grandmother made me wear a girdle for so many years, a girdle, because it was considered inappropriate for women's behinds to jiggle.
Right.
And now women are paying lots of money to get their behind to jiggle.
I saw you say, too, that black women comparing themselves to each other is an act of violence.
It is an act of violence.
Can you expound on that?
Well, comparing themselves to each other, what she has and what she did, she didn't get it. This whole war that goes on among the youngins, these beautiful artists who are fighting against each other, that's not us. We are a we people.
Right.
Our ancestral historical DNA is about community, about us. This thing that they're doing, you know, I don't want to call no names, but as an elder, I'm going to pow-pow their butt if I ever see them.
You think social media really
Absolutely.
Plays the biggest role in that?
Absolutely.
Yeah, because we
Absolutely.
Beat each other up when we see what somebody else is doing, comparing yourself to somebody else.
Or even people
and tearing each
fire.
Other down. Mm-hmm. Let me tell you something. I will, if I hear, I'm going to come get you in the corner, and I'm going to dress you down. I'm not going to get on the radio
mm-hmm.
or TV or the social media and call you out like that. That's inappropriate, babe. That's not us. That's not our culture. That's not our way.
Mm-hmm.
So this thing that they're doing, this one fighting that one, and they ain't friends and this and that and the other thing, and at the same time we'll sit by and watch each other die.
Mm.
Everybody knew about, or many people knew about R. Kelly.
Right.
Many people knew about DMX. Many people knew about Whitney and Michael, and we're sitting there worrying about what they're doing with their money, but watch them die. Come on now. We need to stop that. I'm not going to let you die.
Mm-hmm.
I'm not. You know, now mm-hmm. I call you, you have to take my call.
Absolutely. How would you have intervened with a Michael?
Remove everybody who was around him from around him.
Mm-hmm.
That's number one.
Mm-hmm.
Because people who are invested and you staying sick will allow you to stay sick. I don't have an investment in him being sick. I want him healed,
mm.
whether it's him or Whitney or Phyllis Hyman. I mean, the story goes on. We've seen it before.
When we see R. Kelly and we see how the people around him knew everything that he was doing, they had knowledge about the tapes, they've seen the tapes, don't you think they should have some type of accountability for the people that allowed this to go on and even helped?
Accountable to who? Who are they going to be accountable to?
I would think legally.
Well, they have to first have enough integrity to be accountable to themselves.
Mm-hmm.
Oof. You know, they got to first have that level of integrity, because that means they have to admit, I was getting a check from him.
Mm-hmm.
And the quieter I became, the bigger my check got. They got to admit that. They got to own that first before we can even start talking about them being held accountable.
Now, you also have the podcast launching.
Yes.
So,
which is really just going back over all the wonderful shows and looking at the lessons and the things that we did.
I feel like you should have been had
a
podcast.
Yeah, that's a no-brainer right there.
Well, you know, I do. Mm-hmm. I can only do a few. I'm old, Charlamagne. I can't do it.
You're not old. Stop it.
I am old.
Seasoned.
Wait a minute. Seasoned? No, I'm old. Now, I'm not aged. but I'm old, because there's this whole big conversation on the internet this weekend, because I've been on tour and I've been posting my pictures, and people are talking about how all the plastic surgery I had. No, I'm not on the plastic surgery.
Where the plastic surgery at?
I don't know.
They're just saying you look good, really.
But then, yeah, but why not say you look good
right.
for your age
people
as opposed to she's had work done?
Because everything that looks good nowadays is artificial, so
no.
when they see it natural, they don't
well,
even recognize that.
Well, let me tell you something.
No
if I were to take this shirt off, all of y'all would be horrified. I just know how to make it look good.
You got to get the girl, your grandma used to make you
wear listen, but I have been out there with no Spanx on. That's
hey.
Good. It's called push-ups. It's called a green drink. It's called cut out the fried
that.
Foods.
Right.
It's called don't let crazy people worry you and turn your hair gray and give you wrinkles. How about that? It's called prayer. It's called meditation. How about that?
I feel like the queen's been looking amazing lately, though. I look at Oprah. Oprah look
yes.
youthful.
You
look you
know
youthful.
Why?
Angela Bassett.
You know why? Because we have learned how to identify and avoid crazy.
That's it?
I don't.
I say that every day. That's all we do. When we wake up, we're just trying to avoid crazy.
Listen, when you see crazy coming, cross the street. I am not on the, I am retiring mm-hmm. from your issues.
Right.
That's why I hate social media, because it's so easy for the crazy to get right to you.
No, I don't even do that. I block them.
Do you pay attention to people that have been on the show previously? Like Hazel E's been in a lot of mess lately.
Yeah, but you know what? They came to me for a job. I mean, for a process. I let them know that I'm there.
Mm-hmm.
If they don't come back to me, I don't interfere in them. Like Evelyn Lozada and I, Terrell Owens and I.
Right.
Because they reach back out. But if they don't. Oh, I just got shocked and horrified.
So that's Cardi B twerking on TV.
This is a mother. That's somebody's mother.
She's a performer.
I know, but I am too. But, okay, we're not having that conversation. I'm old.
How did you used to feel about Tina Turner then back in the day? Because Tina was up there shaking.
Shaking front view with her husband on the set.
Mm.
That's very different. You know?
Often and probably there.
I've seen Tina do it. I mean, well, the Supremes and them, they didn't do it. But I don't know why Tina never came across as sexually inappropriate to me. I don't know. But when you start with your back to everybody, I don't know.
Is there a way to have that conversation without sounding judgmental?
No, you know why? Because I wouldn't, the conversation, tell me what your intention is in doing that. That
I mean,
would be the first
question.
She has
songs like Twerk and... You know,
but it's not it's just dancing. Her. It's a lot of them. It's a lot of the girls who are dancing behind the singers and stuff. I just want to know, what is your intention? You know what it is? When I grew up, nobody interpreted our music. We heard the music, and we made up what it meant. And I think today a lot of the dancing and the back scene, people are interpreting your music. Because some things that they think are sexy or they make it about sex. Mm-hmm. I don't hear it is about sex. Mm-hmm. I was like, oh, well, that's a very different dance. I would never have done that dance for that
you know what? Song. I was just talking about how a lot of songs from back in the day, we would sing them and we didn't know what it was about, but they would be very sexual.
Yes.
In nature. And you're like, damn, later on in life, you're like, I didn't know that's what Little Red Corvette was about.
Right.
Marvin Gaye's Sexual Healing was a pretty risque song back then,
but
right?
Nobody was bumping and grinding on it.
Mm,
really? It left you in your mind to do it.
We also have a lot more access to see things now, though.
That's true.
Because I think with social, with everything being filmed, streamed, social media, we get to see that.
Right.
Back then, people probably were bumping and grinding. We just didn't visually.
Yeah, well, we snuck and did it in the basement under the blue light. Or
that's
something.
What I'm saying. Yeah, I know you had to be a point where you was backing it up a little bit now.
Well, yeah, but you didn't do that in front of the camera. You didn't back it up in front of the camera. And it's not right. It's not wrong. I don't have no heat, no judgment. Sometimes I just don't understand, is that all there is? I'm so happy for Cardi, for Nicki, for like her. I love these young artists.
Beyonce.
I pray for them all of the mm-hmm. time, all of them. I just don't understand why we always have to start there.
Y'all just work. Y'all just here twerking on camera.
I did.
You ain't never been at Essence Fest. And back that ass up, come on, and you felt like doing it.
Because
you did
know,
that pretty good just now.
Listen,
now.
People's eyeballs
you
would
definitely
fall
tried
out
that.
If the other man said, put him back up and start twerking his ass. Listen, I can see the body falling.
You did that before. You be doing that in the mirror.
I have.
There you
Listen,
go.
I've been on the pole. I've been on the pole.
For real?
Yeah. Where? In my house.
Oh, you got a pole,
you had a pole
house?
In your house? Well, I had a pole party.
Really?
I got to know what's going on. I can't be old and stupid. I had to.
Who was at the pole
party? Who was at this pole party?
All the old women I know. We had the first shot to get the leg up. You know, that's not very
you
sexy
got it.
When you got to hold the leg on the pole. You have to hold it up there. And then we had to help each other to get it.
So when you see the young girls shaking their ass, you're not against it. You just think it's a time and place for everything.
Yeah.
Okay.
Not all of the time.
Yeah.
Not all, everything, everybody. Everybody's small. It's just too much. It's too much.
Now,
and we don't see the guys doing it.
No, you do nowadays.
They shake their butt.
Absolutely.
They shake their butt.
1,000%.
I gotta go to VH1. I must have missed the video. I see them. You know, I know they do the grinding and the grabbing of the crotch. I haven't seen the butt shaking. Maybe my opinion will change.
Yeah, I haven't seen that either.
Equal opportunity butt shakers. I've definitely seen guys shaking their butt. I'll send y'all some videos.
Here is the thing that I understand, but I just have concern about, is the tattooing of the face.
Mm. Oh, it's ridiculous.
You think so?
Yeah. And then most of the older guys that got those are wanting to get them removed now.
Well, you know, it's cultural. It's ancestral for us, too. War markings, you know, tribal markings, you know, so I get it. I just, when you do it and it's not, you're not in a culture that's accepting of it, what happens when you get 50?
Yeah.
You know, what happens?
Do you have any tattoos?
No. Listen, I'm not on the stick me with needle committee. I am not on that. Sometimes I say I'm going to get one, but no, I'm not.
Now I want to get you to weigh in on this topic we had the other day.
Okay.
We were talking about what do you do in a relationship if you're married and the wife doesn't want to have sex as often as a man wants to have sex, and then he starts feeling like, okay, what am I supposed to do? And then he starts looking outside of the relationship because he gets turned down so much from his own wife. What does one do in a situation like that?
I answered that on the R spot, you know. And so, you know, there are times in a woman's life when your libido just goes down. Your libido dies. Mm-hmm. I think the first thing you have to do is have the conversation. Because what happens very often, my experience of the people who write me, is she won't say anything except no. She doesn't say anything. And then she just rejects him. And then he's like, you know, what the hell? So the first thing you have to do is have the conversation. Mm-hmm. There are times when a woman's libido or her drive, it's down. It disappears. Ask me how I know.
Because you've grown and you've lived.
Yeah, okay, thank
She's
you.
Like, I've been there before.
Yeah.
Especially after the babies come.
Yeah, after the babies come, but also stress, which is the same thing for a man. Mm-hmm. Stress. Sometimes there are chemical things that are going on. So you have to have the conversation, and you have to have an agreement. Because the other thing is, he doesn't want you just laying there like a piece of salami.
Right.
You know, he want, he might.
That's the weirdest thing to me, because I'm like, the worst thing is when you want to have sex and your woman doesn't want to, but y'all do anyway.
It's not that she doesn't want to. It's that the desire and the drive isn't there.
Mm.
And so for her to do it, it feels almost like an imposition. Now, I will acknowledge that some women use sex as a reward and a punishment.
Mm-hmm.
They do that. So she's upset with you. She's not going to be open to you. So we need to, again, have the conversation.
Right.
I think that, you know, a man being intimate outside of his committed relationship is an integrity issue.
That's right.
It's an integrity issue.
And that's why black men don't cheat.
What are you drinking?
My life.
Black men don't cheat.
What do they do?
Nothing. You're changing the narrative.
Black men don't cheat.
That's right.
So when they sleep outside of their relationship, what is that called?
Who does that?
Well, let's finish this
conversation. Right.
Now, one more question I want to ask you. What do you do when you're with somebody who is having mental health issues but won't get help for it?
Yeah.
And no matter what you do, what you say, you try to set them up to have appointments with therapists and you try to talk to them about it, but they just won't seek that help.
Save yourself. One of the reasons they don't is because there's no consequences. One reason is they don't recognize that there is a problem. The second reason is there's no consequence for them not addressing the problem. And I know this is hard to say, but you really have to create a separation.
Mm-hmm.
You really do have to create a separation because you don't know the depth. You don't have a diagnosis. You don't know what's going on. So you could be sleeping, you know, get your eyes gouged out or your throat cut or the kids could get harmed or whatever. So you have to create a separation. You have to, and I know that's hard. Mm-hmm. You know,
because then you feel guilty if something happens and you feel
well,
like you deserted.
Well, guilt
someone.
Is a wasted emotion. You're not responsible for anybody else's choices. But one of the reasons people continue in bad behavior, whatever it is because there's no consequence. What is the consequence for me doing this?
That's right.
What's the consequence for me cheating? You staying.
Mm-hmm.
What's the consequence for me stealing from you to buy drugs and you keep giving me a key?
That's
What's
right.
the consequence? There has to be a consequence. So for someone who's medically non-compliant, you have to say either you get help with this or I'm out.
Mm-hmm.
I can't do this. I won't do it.
Right.
I'm choosing not to do it. Not punishing you. I'm protecting me.
Oof. Well, Queen Van Zandt has to go.
I do.
Thank you very much for coming.
Oh,
and don't forget.
Sticky. There's stickies everywhere. This is
okay.
Not a wrap.
Sticky. What is not a wrap.
Okay.
Got a wrap.
Yeah. Don't forget, I'm in 30 cities talking about all of this stuff.
Mm-hmm.
So go to IamlaVanZantLive.com. I'm coming home to Brooklyn.
Hey.
Brooklyn.
The 19th. Brooklyn's in the house. Brooklyn, Jersey, Philly. So IamlaVanZantLive.com, and you can come out and we'll spend good time. And then y'all can see this is real. This is not plastic.
You got to throw that juvenile back that ass up one time and show him.
You want me to kill him?
Well, you look amazing, and congratulations on your
thank you for coming.
And for
thank you for
still
having
helping
me.
Out our people.
Yes, thank you.
It's the Breakfast Club.
All right. Why is this not working? All right, greetings. I hope you guys can hear me. Hold on. Shit. Okay, you guys can hear me. Okay, good. Oh, man. All right, thank you, you guys. I'm not with my laptop, so I'm having to do this a little differently, you know what I'm saying? So, here we are, you guys. All right. So, y'all, we are going to have these conversations. I mean, you know, we're going to have these conversations, you guys. So, thank you guys for tuning in to another broadcast of Spiritual Soul Sunday. As you guys know, I'm your host for Root of Seven Oracle. And I'm always joined with the Ear family. You know, we got Brother Eternal and Auntie LJ in the building, as always, you guys. And this is our version of the Breakfast Club, right? Thank you guys for, you know, joining us every week. And we definitely appreciate you guys. And as we grow in unity, all right, as we grow in unity, you guys, I just want to give gratitude to how all of this is, you know, taking its own divine course. Because, you know, many of us have yearned, you know, for so long, you know, whether it's lifetimes, dormant, generations. I think that what we are experiencing now in this curve, not only our very own personal curve, but our overall collective, you know what I mean? It's like, you know, we are in places and spaces to where we are, you know, a lot of us are kind of healing the same things, and we're kind of, you know, going through the same things. You know, it seems to be like a divine alpha rhythm that's happening in the background that a lot of us may not seem to understand right away. Everything that's being said in the background, we're going to break down is for the Ear family. But if you are just now coming in, guys, what the intention is about this particular podcast is because if you guys don't know, you know, I'm an oracle that works in the background. I have clients on these sessions, you know, kind of spiritual counseling and therapy on my backdrop. And, you know, and not only just in my section, but I also observe a lot. And, you know, we've done a few broadcasts, you know, when it comes to men and their healing, you know, particular. What I am finding is this. A lot of these men have a lot to say. Come on, let's go. Come on. A lot of these men have a lot to say, right? Yet, what I am observing is a lot about what men don't really get out, how they really feel and what they really want to say is because of our women, right? Now, with that being said, okay, so a lot of women will instantly probably be combative when they hear that, okay? Kevin Samuels is also a guy who is in the forefront, who is ruffling a lot of feathers, and I love it. Oh, God. You know, I've been doing it in my own way, you know what I'm saying? But I am very excited to see these men ruffling these women's feathers. Now, when I say that, I mean it in a balanced way, not a aggressive way, you know what I'm saying? Because, see, a lot of times nobody, you know, the mother, the matriarch, you know what I'm saying? She's the one of the family. Dare not tell her the truth about herself. You know what I'm saying? We're scared to tell these women the truth about what we see. You know what I'm saying? And in that, you know, it has caused a lot of suppression. It has caused a lot of emotional health issues. It has caused more damage than what we choose to address. So I actually also see why in a lot of healing circles, they do not invite the women. I get it. You know what I'm saying? Because that influence, sometimes when you got a lot to say, is sometimes just throws what needs to happen off of this whole divinity. You know what I'm saying? So, again, I wanted to have this conversation because I am seeing a lot of men who are doing their work, you guys. I'm so proud of us. I'm so proud of us. A lot of these men are doing their motherfucking work. Baby, y'all, we underestimate, a lot of us underestimated, and it was the women, you know, who underestimate these men, and they coming right behind y'all and surpassing a lot of y'all motherfuckers. Let's say that, all right? So we're going to talk about it today. We're going to talk about, you know, I've been talking to men, y'all. And some of these men want to commit suicide just last night, you know what I mean, because it's heavy. And it's heavy, and they do not, they can't even really open up to the motherfucker laying next to them. All of them got girlfriends, wives, and they can't talk to their own girlfriend or wife about the real shit. I ain't talking about that shit. That ain't go. I'm talking about they can't talk to y'all about they real shit. Now that, and it's been going on for a long time. So we're going to open the floor and talk about a lot of this. I love Auntie Iyanla because Iyanla Van Sant, she was, I call her Auntie because she was there for me. You know what I'm saying? When I didn't have, I mean, there was... Y'all know about my mother, Lord. You know, I had no woman that I could truly, I'm talking in my earlier journey, no woman, you know what I'm saying, who loved me like a lot of women love. See, y'all women love me in ways now because I had to learn to love myself first. So it's what y'all loving me is straight raw attraction of my work that I did over 10 motherfucking years. All right? So to the men, you know what I'm saying? Your healing work is going to be very important. Iyanla Van Sant is definitely a great reference. You know, and when we start to express how we feel, you guys, please allow these men to express their raw emotion without attempting to shift any direction. You know what I'm saying? We got to just allow them to feel how they feel. So I want to hear what everybody thinks about this topic. I want to hear from the men who have been suppressing for a long time. How does it feel to, you know, be in a space now to where you just may be able to tell the truth? That part. And to the men, I just want to again say that I am proud of us because they didn't think that we could do it, but we doing it. So shout out to the men who is healing in their own way. I noticed a lot of our men, you know, brother told me last night, he said, okay, I hear you, but I'm going to do this shit my way. And who am I to control it? I said, yeah, shit, I did too. You know what I'm saying? Y'all will always hear me tell y'all when it comes to his healing, do that shit your way, bro. You know, I may have a suggestion and can, you know, say how you do it. But especially for the men, because a lot of the women, they'll probably try to do it how you said do it, you know. But for the men, no. You know, a lot of us got to do our shit how we do our shit. That's just how that is. So anyway, without further ado, let's go ahead and open the floor. Brother Eternal, one thing, I have posed a question on Facebook, guys. When I want to have these powerful conversations, I always make a post about it, you know, on social media just to get feedback. So here's what I posed that led to this post. Now, first, all the conversations that I've been having this week with men, that's number one. And secondly, when it comes to your healing deep traumas that you didn't even realize that were there, right? Some of us are there. We didn't even know all this shit was there because we stay so busy, you guys. We have stayed so busy in creating these families, lives, careers. We created all this external validation, not realizing that we was running. All right, how are you feeling? I mean, how are you really feeling? You know, when you know, are we looking in the mirror? Not only asking ourselves how we're feeling, what things and places are we doing to balance it when we are not okay? Because I was talking to also a lady client, and her boyfriend shut down recently. Because, you know, a lot of men do not feel like their true feelings are heard. You know what I'm saying? Because, you know, the men were taught a man is not supposed to cry and suck it up. You know what I'm saying? All of that. But for society teaching us that, the women also adopted that that's what that is. And a lot of times we use that, a lot of times what I've observed is women use that, you know what I'm saying, to will, you know, manipulation is what the fuck it is. A lot of these women are using emotional manipulation against these men. And it is not, baby, the shark is about to come back. It's already back. Little bite y'all in y'all ass. I warned y'all about a year ago, but here we are. So, man, how are you feeling? You know, first be honest with yourself, and then the women that you love, if any, you know, who are really in your life, you know, hopefully that they can heal within themselves to, this is not, I'm not here to bash women, you guys. I'm just here just, you know, we raw in this moment, all right? So, but at the end of the day, y'all, I love women. You know what I'm saying? Can't no motherfucker tell you that I have ever, all y'all see me do is uplift women. So when y'all hear me, and it may seem like I'm going against, it ain't never going against. It's just that the rawness needs to come out because, baby, we have been going over 100 years, you know, doing the same shit with no results. You know, so that lets me know, you know, some shit needs to happen, like some changes need to happen. So to those, so I wanted to hear from the men in that aspect. But in contrary, you know what I'm saying, Auntie, this is what I was trying to express to you. I wanted to know with everything that has, after the fact that the men express themselves in rawness and you've done enough observation to then reply, you know what I'm saying, then that that part. You know, okay, what are the concerns? And then just what Eternal said, you know what I'm saying, that this is timely. This is perfect because we need to have this communication. So in essence, underneath all of this, guys, there's a method to this madness. And here we are. And, you know, hopefully Ear will set the stage, you know, for many more healthy, balanced conversations. You know, a lot of mainstream media, in my observation, it's not balanced conversations. You know what I'm saying? So we kind of going around the Marbury Bush, as Auntie always say, with those conversations. So I want to set a stage here. We want to set a stage here at Ear to have more of a balanced conversation, to where we commune together and make it happen and the shit be effective. See, we go for effectiveness as the end goal, not the Marbury Bush. All right, Brother Eternal, peace on to you. Peace on to everybody that will come through. The number to call in is going to be area code 929-477-3423. Be sure that you guys press 1 only. If you don't, this ain't just about you. You know what I'm saying? This ain't just about you. And just, you know, this is a raw expression on how men feel. And you know what I'm saying? A lot of times we just want y'all to fucking listen and shut the fuck up and just listen. That's it. And can we feel that you are just listening and not wanting to fucking respond all the goddamn time? That part. So a lot of men are feeling that way. Brother Eternal, peace.
Greetings. Peace. How you feeling?
I am feeling just determined. I mean, sometimes I don't know what I'm doing. I just know to go. That's it. So here we are.
Nice flow. Ebb and flow, you know. Ebb and flow has a reason for why we look at back and forward or left and right or in and out. And because we have an issue, we have the Oda Binga and the Sarah Bartman disease. The time that both of us got put into a circus, and when did that get started? Was it when you was born and you had to learn from there that even a contract or a piece of paper is the same thing as contraction on earth? And because we don't see that, is that the point of where ignorance starts at? Are we a birth certificate as before Christ, or as Christ is already here with Christianity, we also become a part of enslavement thoughts? So now are we prisoners of war, or are actually being prisoners without the thoughts? Learning what is our inner, outer self of experience, and how we've been experiencing each other, yet not knowing what is each other that we're experiencing. Life has us to a point where you can see control, but then control could be different if you know it as a adopted child or didn't see the difference from adopted to adept. How do you adept yourself? That's where the control of power and energy of position starts to lose itself. We call it chaos before order. Now that we're in chaos, or man can be called chaos, do we see his order? And so this is why man is known as manual. You get a guide and a guidance. So when we're in Eden, E-D-E-N, how do we eat when we're eating? To a point where if your food is right, everything else is right, right mind, right body, right way of talking. So the point of this is left way of talking is the point of how the feminine is now stronger. They call us a diva L. Point of saying like a diva being feminine to now masculine with the energy. So we call Ra manifestation. And of course, this is right now the age of Aquarius, as we're on the Aquarius moon cycle. And here it is with the sun being in what we call Cancer, soon be as it is now. Feelings. So now how do we see our connection of technology as tech to who you are? Techniques of how you become and techniques of where you're going through and how you're getting out of. We call it grow. Ourselves have to grow. If not, it's like a knee, and a knee becomes a Negro. But how much do our knees grow? So to a point where you might be the impartial child, wondering where is our child life versus our childish forms. This is where we believe in ourselves, our construction. We say it's a guide and guidance, so we wrote a book about her. Then we write her. Then, we, of course, we writ her. And that's how the bi became a bull, two bulls in the bi and bull. So now is a point where who's stirring the store, or how we call the stern, the stir. And now it's a monster. Make a monster like a Frankenstein or a wolf, but now a Dracula. Vampires like a Van Emperor. You know, an empire is like an empress. But at the same time, it's not the empire of thought. It's like an imp from a devil. See, the thought comes back to just like, who's your father? What your father made you do? And then who's your mother? Because, of course, that was the different view. You had to pay attention to what was one and two. But this one being saying, man came into existence. Wait a minute. Second thought. How did it get here? Let me look around. Oh, I'm on the earth. Earth represents heart. We don't have a heart to it. Then it's kind of like our lower vibration, the lunar side, not the stellar side. That's why Stella had to get her groove back, not getting new back. Since way back, but on a fat track, an 8-track, and I mind that. We need to see where we're at. Not we like a dog and a cat fighting each other and didn't know what's at. We call it fact. Fact before factory. But see, there's a lot of factories out here. You could be an industry. In the dust, and dust you'll be. Ashes to ashes, as they say. Just like the mind of who we say. It's called Slay and Slay Man. This is how we became Santa and Satan. Satan as a sat man, sat down and sat, and he became a sat man because he'd been a Satan for sitting too long, like a sitting bull. Be you, a bull. That's actually able, home. We just didn't see two bulls came. See, this is all about self. He's a self and being set between this. Upset, upset concepts. We're in the conceptions of perception, not it's about inception. Because we want reciprocity. Every man does. We want it because, shoot, it's called manifest. This is what Ra does, though. But now it's another form of what floor you're coming out of. Is it for what form with an M? Because even M represents the mother, move. We would say move like a cow. But now a cow can be with words as cow words. See, now the bull turned to a cow. This is how we manifest that. Of what we said, a hawk instead. But that's the word backwards. Time is emit, and emit is time. If you know how to use your time, then time can show you how a conflict of, if you can't talk to this one, I will talk to this. I would say you're 10 times a dozen as one in a million, but yet at the same time, you're a 1 to 1,000, yet this is how we keep putting ourselves in a house. Now, house, Ben, husband, wife. You get to a wedding and a wife, but you didn't know how to get down to the chi. How do you bring your chi back? How do you manifest how you say you're beautiful versus just sexy? See, there's a point of where we stripped ourselves somewhere, and there's a nerve of how we use the nerve in our ways and what we say and how we serve when we say serve, but now ice, as you serve ice, but now it's cold and frozen. It could be even in a season. It's what we chose. It is man, made man in the image of winter, and now woman has all the other three. So now man do manifest, but could it be a cold imagery? As in cold, not to steel like stone. S-T with a own. Now it's D like you down, but now D with own. How do you see these words and then know? This is still connected to the dome. The dome is the higher of the ego, and the ego goes like the E with the L, but then you see the E-gal. But it's the E-gal like a female. F with male. See, we post-delivery man. We deliver all things so you can see a shift. This is why it's called pre and sent and present. So you presently give a gift. But if the gift ain't what it is, you have to shift. Shift that, shift, shift, even if it was a riff. It's just words that you play. This is why wordplay is a stronger way. Just to say how you are today. You know, that's how we stray from 1 to 2, but 2 being Trinity. How do we see our memory? Because this is it in what we call right now a past in the present. So you present yourself. You higher than anything else. It's not. It's just a point of what you got to be stuck in, what you're in. That's why it's called spend versus spend. See, we put spend on every end. So now is when I spend my time with you. It's not spend. See, my investments go into who I'm in. I'm into myself, so when I'm at you or at whoever I'm around, I'm still my higher self. If not, then I must be playing my lower self at the same time. Didn't know my own heart from my own mind. That's the energy we'll be fine when we find what we find. You know, you want to grind, but your grind, is it by the hustle or grind? See, your grind is how you're taking it down to the ground. Ground is how you get the sound, the vibration to come around. It's energy. So just a compound, you could be a dog. You could be a hound. You could be a coyote. You could be a hyena. But is that all we want to do is dog, mom? We already did that. They made the heat. That's confirmation. So even way back, we know that this is Sarah Bartman, Eunice Hockenpot. Maybe she just needs some more time. I got it. Great.
COVID's put life on pause for so long.
Okay. All right. All right, you guys. We got also got Auntie LJ in the building as well. Auntie LJ, peace, peace, peace. You came in kind of late. Auntie Yanda broke a lot of things down as far as, you know, her concern when it comes to men and their healing. Brother Charlemagne expressed, you know, a lot of things.
What happened?
Health versus mental health, too. Iyanla spoke a lot on the emotional health of men. And I know that you also speak a lot on the mental illness that you see, not only just in the men, but, you know, just us as a society in its whole. Peace.
Mm-hmm. Peace and love, family. Greetings to everyone who's listening now and will be listening in the future. This station that definitely needs to be had. And I just want to start this off by reading something to us all. And it kind of helps us to better have an understanding on various things that we can look at as being substance. See, a lot of times when we talk about substance, we think of drugs, you know, substance abuse and things like that. We think of drugs, we think of abuse, we think of, you know, multi-levels of that. But we never sit back and think about our very own substance of sorrow. So this is something that I wrote a couple of years ago, and I'll share it with you guys today. The path you lead outlines a desolate existence of a lifelong train with a certain persistence. Fulfilled with a dark and bleak despair, is this really your idea of fair? For all that you have lost in vain, to all that you meet, you bring nothing but pain. And what you do receives from the substance you use other than a moment of pleasure, yet a life of a... Can the moment compare to all that is lost? Is this brief utopia truly worth the cost? A burden your loved ones and make... To burden your loved ones and make them suffer as if they watched you diminish to a silent buffer. See, there is nothing they can do to change your mind, for the substance is your ladder and your follow, and you follow closely behind. The stakes are high in this game you play, for there is no future. There is no control, only the sign. Nothing to look forward to, but old Father Time. As death anxiety waits your next wrong move, you're constantly ignoring it in your own little groove. Hopefully you will realize this torment you've created before your life withers away as a constant pause. So what am I saying in that? A closed mouth don't get fed. If you're experiencing issues and emotions and things, you have to open your mouth. You have to let people know what is conducive for you and what is not. Men, women, people alike. And a lot of men have found in hiding their emotions, creating this substance of sorrow by not speaking out, by not saying, mama this and mama that and grandma this and grandma that and auntie this and auntie that. Mm-hmm. And then those facets that are your foundation become the law of attraction to the women that you deem in the physical, because men are drawn by what they see. Women are drawn by what they hear. So you see things that emulate the women in your life that you've always had issues with. And then you make those women your wife. And you never talked about the issues to the women that gave you the foundation. And yet you lay with a woman and think that in creation, your daughters won't be these same women. You must address the situation. If there is fault from where you come from, then you must face what you come from and have the conversation. And if it doesn't go well, that's fine, because you voice what it is to you. And that is your power. No one has to accept what you say, but you have the right to express in your saying what you feel. And don't never let nobody take that power from you. It's hard to love somebody knowing that they are representation in energetic energy of what has hurt you. This is the space in which we get abusive men who know that they're physically stronger than women, so they'll lash out in that manner. Or they know that they have strong minds, so they can say ugly things. But those things are not touching the root of what is authentically wrong. So we need to take the time to sit down with grandma and sit down with mommy and have these conversations so that you then have a playing field in which you can understand why you choose the women in your now the way that you do. Good, bad, or indifferent. And this is a form of how you can take your power back. I come in love, I'm listening, and I'm here.
Yes. Thank you. I love the fact that, you know, Auntie LJ, you guys, if you guys don't know about our personal relationship, we can talk. You know what I'm saying? Me and Auntie, we can, you know, we can be bulls and we go head to head and we, you know, we get it out. You know what I'm saying? I think that me and Auntie share a background of, you know, we were going to get our shit out. Although, I personally, and I think for you too, it wasn't always like that. You know what I'm saying? It wasn't always like that. So, you know, I wanted to just kind of share my story. And Auntie, I guess you can share yours internally. You know, we all share on this, but as Auntie was talking, you know, and Auntie always says about open your mouth. And, yes, open your mouth. Although I couldn't help but to think as you were talking this time, you know, why aren't these men opening their mouths? You know what I'm saying? What is it that, like, when do they lose that? You know what I'm saying? Because I know a lot of little boys and us as children, I know we're very expressive. We, you know, I know that we have it, but at some area, you know, it's like, you know how the vocal cords in a Little Mermaid? Yeah, go ahead.
Well, religion is a big part of it. See, we have to break these curses that we have been indoctrinated to and allowed to be. And throughout history, society has always wanted to put the black woman, okay, specific here because this is what I know to be fact, not what I'm guessing. before the black man in a disrespectful way. You know, the woman, you know, let's get rid of the man out the household so that the woman is the authoritator, so that the woman is the one that sets the rules, so that, you know, there is no structure for the black man. You know, the black man just, you know, go talk to your mama. Tell it to your mama. You know, we'll docile with those areas due to religion. Now, you got some people that are out here and they're like, well, religion, the woman takes care of the house. The woman takes care of the nurturing of the children. But if this woman is not balanced, that turned out to be some real fucked up shit. When your mother can talk to your father like he ain't shit and you the son, what does that say to you? When your mother can tell him, give me the check, and I'm going to make you do what he do, and all you do is go get the check, then where is that man having any bonding in the household of being able to understand the woman and the children? See, in the 30s and 40s and back in the day, men basically worked. And the man would tell the mama what he wanted done, and the mama was the chastiser because she was home with the children. But the man was coming from another mother that was the chastiser, and so on and so forth going back. So little boys like, you don't say that to your mama. You don't talk to your mama like that. You don't have the freedom to do. You her child. Your mama told you she brought you in this world, and she'll take you out. You bet not talk to your mama, tell your mama that you don't feel like she's handling a situation a certain kind of way. So you walk away growing up in these, you can't, what go on in my house, stay in my house. Don't talk to me like that. You don't have a right to disagree with me because you live here in my house. All of these little innuendos play a big role. And there are so many men, so many, that need to have a hard conversation with their parents, their mothers, and they don't feel like they have a chance to speak up and say, Mommy, you were wrong. Mommy, that's not okay. Mommy, every man ain't that man that beat you up. Mommy, every man ain't that man that raped you. Mommy, every man ain't trying to be disrespectful.
There it is.
Mommy, every man can agree with you and not belittle you. Mommy, and so mommy don't know how to take that. Mommy be like, who you talking to? You don't talk to me like that. I'm your mother.
Okay.
Who you talking to? I'm your grandmother. You don't, because that creates the space where now it doesn't have to be discussed, and we call it respect. But how are you respecting if you can't respect your own thoughts and feelings? Now, I'm not saying go to your mama and be like, you know what, in my lifetime of being being your son, I done seen 47 niggas, so in my opinion, you a hoe. That ain't how you go to your mama with that. But you can have a conversation and sit down with your mom and say, hey, mom, can we talk? You know, I may not be an adult. I may not be an adult. But I'm aware of some things, and I would like to share my thoughts with you on that. And I'm just giving a scenario. It don't have to be exactly how I'm saying it. But you can sit down with your mom and be like, Mom, why do you have so many boyfriends? Like, all my life I've seen you with various men. Do you know what that's rooted to or in? I'm curious because I want to be a better man. And I can't really put my finger on it because the men that you bring around aren't better men. And you bash my father to me all the time. But yet you keep dealing with the energy of my father. So what is that rooted in? That's not disrespectful. That's a conversation. Mm-hmm. And for her to tell you that ain't none of your business, now you're in a place to knowing that it's some things rooted in your mama that she's not even willing to face for herself. So she's probably not a place for you to go and get the answers that you really want to get. She just gave you the answers. She's not willing to heal. She's not willing to work on it or through it. And she's okay with the life that she's living. So with that, you have to want to see your mother as being somebody who needs to heal. And so that is not a person that you want to go to conversate about your very own healing, because she's not willing to heal herself, so she can't help heal you. And that's a bitter pill to swallow for a lot of men, because they love their mamas. They love their grandmamas. They love their great-grandmamas. You know, so when you got to go somewhere and really pull the sheets or the covering off of something that you see being the male, and you see that it ain't right, it's a touchy space. When the woman who bore you and gave you life, who is supporting you all your life of what you know to be life, and let her know that you recognize something that she doesn't even recognize in herself. And I say this all the time to many of you, to many of us on every level. Relationship is something that has to be where both parties want it. Because when you want something, heaven or hell can't keep you from getting it if both of y'all want it. If you want a healthy relationship, you have to open your mouth and talk about the things that you like and talk about the things that you don't like. And in open communication, you'll find the healing that you're looking for. And it may not come with all of the answers that you would have liked to get, but it showed you where you were in getting to what you wanted to create. And that's something that we're not all willing to do. Because it's me, and my, and I. And relationship is a us. And the you comes before the S. So you have to be willing to really look at you and see you in it. And now see the others that help you build what you're in.
There it is. Definitely, you know, communication. There is a communication, and healthy communication, balanced communication. We have to get back, not back, but I feel that communication is very important. When you were talking to Auntie, I was thinking, I'm like, okay, when I'm, as a man, when I'm feeling disconnected and, you know, just fiery and just, you know what I'm saying? A lot of it is I don't know how to properly communicate how I feel, you know what I'm saying? So it comes off in these very aggressive, abrupt ways. And it's because we don't know. Well, let me speak for me. It's because I don't know how to fucking communicate. You know,
but it's not just
the
you. It's not just you. We don't.
Yeah.
We as a people do not know how to communicate because we've been influenced by so many others in society, coming from religion, coming from laws. And you know, a lot of men don't even know how to deal in their marriages because you give an illusion to society, but behind them closed doors, it ain't nothing but
that.
And you saying, I love her, but I don't like her. I love her, but I don't like her. So you have to deal with what is it that you're loving and what is it that you're not liking. Because if you allow your not likings to fester, your love will become hate. And when your love becomes hate behind the way that somebody is talking to you and treating you, and this has been, you know, this is who I am and this is who I'll always be. And it's not to say that that statement isn't true, but it's to say that if who you're going to always be can sit down. And it doesn't have to be all the time because we're shifting and changing throughout a day. And if we don't create safe space none of these conversations are going to be processed. So you have to know how to create a safe space so that when you speak, the spell that you're putting out is of higher vibratory, so that someone can, who's ready to hear you, can hear you. And we're not ready to hear our thoughts. We're not ready. Women are in a space where I've been carrying the entire world on my back, and I've been doing it from a survival state of mind. And so I run my house, I run my business, I run my religion, I run everything that is about me with an iron fist. Because these niggas didn't walk the dog with me mentally, physically, and emotionally, only because I didn't get to know me personally before I engaged with them. And nobody taught me to be a woman of that stagnant or stature, because society paints a picture that if you just do what the Bible says, if you just follow the Quran and know your place,
the Bible.
if you just do what the Torah tells you to do, and all of these religions are basically set on making the woman be submissive to the man. Yet in reality, the men and the men that they've watched other women deal with have not been of high standard. Not all, but many. Very few women have listened to their parents discuss differences. They've heard them argue. They've heard them fight. So when you plant that seed in a child at 2 years old, at 3 years old, shit, at 9 months old, when a woman carry a baby, every emotion that she feels, the chemical DNA of that baby processes as well, too. So you slap your baby mama while she's pregnant, that daughter or son that's cooking in her belly feels everything she feels. So are we really aware enough to even have the conversation? Are we working on ourselves enough to create a safe space with us so that in the conversation, even if it goes wrong or bad, or even if it makes the L, if we follow the L four times around and we look as above, so below, we'll enter the seven. And the seven is the test of the emergency broadcasting system. What are you going to do with you on how you process the information? Because if me and you, nephew, are talking and you're catty, and I come in and be catty with you and not try to neutralize it, we're going to end up full-fledged fighting like pit bulls.
Yeah.
So at some point, somebody has to say, this ain't going well. And we can either take a breath and start over, or we need to disconnect this conversation before we say some things to one another that we really don't mean. But because we're in the heat of the moment and we both trying to get a point across, it's not worth it.
You know, hold on, it goes back. I just had a revelation that when you say both parties have to want it, the reason, even if we was in a physical, you know what I'm saying, and that's a great example, is because we don't go there to the physical because both parties want it. Like, we don't want to pull each other's head off. You know what I'm saying? Like, we want it to work. So that is what we have to have in these relationships, you know, friendships, cousinships, whatever. That's why I wanted to just reiterate the importance of both parties have to want it. Yes.
Let me just drop this, and then we can pass the mic to Eternal. But I want to drop this, and I want y'all to really listen to what I'm about to say. How many of you have long-term friends that you never fought with?
Yeah.
You fight with your friends, but they your friends. And you going to go tooth and nail about that bestie. I can't stand that motherfucker. They get on my motherfucker now. But let somebody else say, I can't stand that motherfucker. You done put on your sneakers and put your Vaseline on. You ain't finna come for this one. That's mine. I love her. Or I love him. That's my best friend. You ain't going to treat my best friend. And y'all still arguing. But y'all have come together to fight somebody. Y'all have come together to protect each other. So we have to have these same relationships in our intimate space with our lovers, with our parents, with our aunties and our family members and our relatives. If you want something, you will do what it takes to maintain it in a healthy relationship. And this is what I mean when I say that we teach people how to love us.
Mm.
All love is not conducive. You have to teach people how to love you. You have to teach people the do's and the don'ts and the wills and the won'ts. I'm not going to allow you to call me bitch. You call your other friends bitch. But I know that I'm not a bitch, and it doesn't resonate with me. So please don't call me bitch. You just taught that person how to communicate with you. So now even if it slipped, they be checking. They say, oh, my bad, I forgot you said you ain't like that. My bad. But, you know, I be talking like that. That's just how I talk. So in how they talk, you don't take it so offensively because now y'all learning how to commune with that. This person normally uses that word, and it's a term of endearment. They've changed the power of the word. And you not being open to being called a bitch, you're now understanding that this person is not malicious in calling you a bitch because this is their language. So you're learning from each other. So now when you sit down at the table and they be talking about itch, you let them have itch because they ain't called you bitch. And they working on trying to change what they naturally do to maintain a healthy space with you. And so because you see that change and you see them trying to work on it, not so much that you allow them that space, but you allow them to critique it in a way that it's conducive for the both of you. That's changing for what you want. Me and my beloved do not always get along. And I know this man is sent from the ethers because I am the most, and you know it, most of y'all that really know me, y'all know I'm argumentative. I'm going to argue. I should have been a lawyer because I got some shit to say, and you going to hear me. Fuck what you talking about. And that man, in the beginning, he will circumcise that shit. LJ? We're not doing that. We had an agreement, and we're going to stick to the agreement. And do you know my motherfucking ass will shut the fuck up?
Mm-hmm.
Naturally.
Yeah.
He didn't cuss at me. He didn't belittle me. He didn't do none of that crazy stuff. All he says to me when we're in that space, LJ, we're not doing this. We agree that we're not doing it.
Mm-hmm.
And because we both want it,
mm-hmm.
the natural mm-hmm. part of me being able to overstand that we both have something to say, and I may be taking it wrong in what was said, or I might need to reanalyze why I thought I heard what was said, what wasn't said either. You know, that's not what I said. That's how you took what I said. That's not what I said. So it's give and take, but you have to have a safe space where you can trust that when a person is correcting you on how to commune with them, that's not all about you. When you converse and communicate with people, it is a you talk, they listen, they talk. It's a safe space. And when that space is not safe, you need a timekeeper and a gatekeeper that will say, even if it's just between the two of you, we're not doing this like this. We agreed that this was not going to become us. It has not been us. And we're not going to have us, so we're going to fix it. Take 5 minutes. Call me back. Take half an hour. I need a break. I need a break from the conversation so I can come back to a safe to finish the conversation.
Mm-hmm. This is huge, y'all.
This is huge, man. I love it. All right. Eternal. Eternal, you seem to be one of those, you know, meek men who, you know what I mean, who does have a lot to say, but, you know, you seem like you would know how to have these type of communications with, you know, a woman or anybody. You know what I'm saying? So, like, I definitely want to hear from you on that.
Yeah, this is a strong energy. You know, because we have multiple situations on both sides of the fences, this is why we have to learn deeper into the storyline of what was Ptah, what was Father of Medicine, Imhotep. You know, what was all these connections of how your path and your father. It's probably not the father that's right in front of you, but the father you should become if you're going to be a father, you know. And then a mother. How does the mother become a mother who she is? We call it Ma'at. It's still Ma'ut, and then it's also Mut. So these names, like the vulture, actually shows devotion. How much devotion do we have, dignity towards what we're using in this aspect of usury? Like the science of usury is the simplicity of, even for, just like you're saying, the activity. How much into the bedroom are we really connected? How much into just communication on communal level, to where socially we're actually getting our points across versus just socially? Now, of course, we could say, oh, I want to do what I do and hang around who I want to hang around. It's just the idea, do you hang like strange fruit? You know, our ideas of, do we want forbidden fruit coming back to our bedroom? And now there's this misinterpretation of what we say, whoops. The whoops is you cheated. And then there's how you cheated. So now it's a point of saying, did you cheat on yourself? There's a point where, how do you even start to love yourself if you start loving someone else? And if you haven't, then these are the choices you've been putting out to everybody else as you're still touching them and become the Midas. And then you're like, what happened to me, or what happened to them? What happened to them and what happened to you? Not knowing the two views of course, one and two. And that's what ended up being the feminine energy. A lot of that feminine energy got destroyed right in front of us. That's why I said they wrote a book about it. And it's been like that. Always been writing a book about it. And we ain't seeing it. It's just how the bull became the cow. And now we're talking about coward words. Now we all coward with words. Even though we talk about it, like, big up, we're going to shoot somebody, we're going to blast them, we're going to hang them in the car and do all this other crazy nuisance of whatever that is, energy. Nonetheless, how much of that mantra do we express of ourselves? To a point that it might be 90%. Only 10% you might be saying some good stuff. But that good stuff is not even weighable towards the 90% said negative. So now, how much is the three lefts to one right, is it, that we do every day, every night? See, when the Chio that we call the pyramid was created, we've seen that there was 8 parts to this, not 4. But see, when Tamahus looked at it, the Caucasoid or Caucasian people started to look at this and see that this is different. So they just made it 4 points instead of 8. See, the idea of how much energy goes into itself in a periodical, let's say in the month, you start to feel, we call moon, in the month, you start to feel between half of that time period is a change in how the moon cycle to how the actual moon to sun cycle. Now the wind cycle is different. So now in your month, you see a in between, just like how the pyramid is, created an 8 side to everything. So each month, you're feeling like a trinity going on, but we don't call it that. That's why Earth actually has Gemini's energy all the time. It's called Trinity. But see, we've been calling it dual, so that's why we'd be dueling all the time. See, now, as we get through our duel, we'll be stuck in our feelings. This is why when we say December and the ball drop, we're looking at December as a decagon or a decimal or a fraction of to what we're saying to ourselves. 23.59 seconds of thinking we're getting ready to go into a new year, but that's Anu. And see, we haven't seen these deities. We haven't looked at none of these deities, so let alone to look at where you're at now. you're like, oh, I got problems. You know, you're creating these things. You're just constantly just a creatures thing. And so once we get out of creature things, because even Crete was a Greek form, these names that we put on ourselves, we've been also enslaved by the label. So now how much of the label have we been using, right? And how much of the pathos? Pathos represents your path, your pathological, you know, the rhetoric that you keep going through. And then, of course, there's ethnic, the ethos. So how do you see it from an ethnic point of view? See, if you wanted to get out of here and become, like they say, in the prostitutional world and make the money the fast way, you can do that. However, you just sold your body for it. So just like a rapper, he sells his body to it. He writes it down, and now he's a raper, even though he's saying rapper. No, it's the difference. I'm a rapper. No, you're a raper. You just happen to take the rap right off, and now it's a lollipop. Now they call you a sucker. So now you sucker punch everything you get around. So now you think it's cool to wear your pants down. Now they call it drag, like drag queen, but now it's drag on. But we say dragon like a nigga, back is sagging. So sagging is niggas. I'm like, how do these words come out of that? But it's called about nagas. Where is your royalty of yourself? How are you feeling royal everywhere you go since you're 1,001? But if not, then maybe you feel like you're 1 out of 1,000. This is why the problems of what we call housing. We've been housing ourselves like husbounding. So now housebounding is just like a dog hounding. We've been dog hounding since we've been around a country or even a town. And this is how our mind was saying wolf whistle. See, we got it from Emmett Till, but then they were talking about civil to citizen. Now we see citizen, but we see the sita as a feminine, and that also means yoni. So every yoni that we're around, we feel like we need to get in this game, but that is not the way we're supposed to get. That's called a leprechaun. You know, it's that Rumpelstiltskin. We've been in this rump type thought since the bumper and since the humper and the bumper. So the hood, we're in a neighborhood. We've been in a phallus for a long time, brother. We just didn't call it a palace. We've been calling it a home. We don't call it the gates, like North Gate, South Gate, West Gate, East Gate. These are the places where you can live yourself into and your mind first. See, when we want to get somewhere, we got to start right inside first. Go inner self, like infinity. That's what the word and the movie is all about when they put it back in front of you. So they say, hey, let me see if you can check yourself inside out. If you can't see inside out, then you didn't see up, down, left, and right. And now that you're up, down, left, and right, can you lay down in it? Can you sit in it? Can you stand in it? And these are the circumstances of how we use the 8-point. How do we see from a 6-point? 6-point is what they call a hex in the first place. It's a hexagonal change in our thought. So that's the Star of David. If you know David, then you should know Daniel. That's with an L. See, David changed to Daniel. But it's that V. It's the double U. Even though it's the M, too. That's why it's still an E. Everything's connected by E in motion. If you know your emotion, that's how you move yourself with mental, physical, and spiritual. We've been saying this all the time. That's why it's called the Trinity. This is why the Gemini energy is a chi, like chi. How you use your breath? You use it through the holy as whole and E thought. Of breath. That's energy. So now you're moving it as mental, physical, spiritual. That's where you come back into three, right? Into one. And that's where your Trinity always been at to become to Cancer. You can seer. So now it's about Sekhmet. Sekhmet or Sekh. Sekhir. See, these names are already for you because it's been your deity. Long time ago. You just got to look at it a little bit more. Don't run past your words. Look at your words that you're saying. And constantly look at how you're saying these words. And maybe, just maybe, because I'm just saying these are all where it comes to possibilities, say from the gods or the energies of the Netzer, Mother Nature, we'll see grace as Father Ptah and see how it works for us. This is where the spell comes back to yourself. You say spell, I don't spill out words. And yes, you do. You spill it out all the time. You say with S with appeal. So now how do you appeal yourself? It's appealing to the apple. How you apply yourself, A-P-P-L-I or A-P-P-L-Y. See, we don't know why, but yet Y is what manifests you in the first place. That's the pyramid. That's the triangle. It's the inverted Y as a letter to now come into an actual pyramid. You're a triangle, a tree, a trinity. So how do you see unity first before you start saying separation? That's what David did. He divided. He became a DVD. That's why we CDs and audio our thoughts now. We change our thoughts to now how we say, oh, I'm in a room, but I don't hear you. I'd rather see my phone instead of see you. Because I'd rather do this magic instead of magic in front of me. This is why we call it Geyosha. Geyosha is the hypnotic trance. So now if we get into magic, you see how it works transferring back and forth. Like, maybe just change the energy up. If the energy's wrong, then go on and change another energy. Put some frequency in. Put some sounds that you maybe you can play yourself. Sit into the homage of it and then see where that goes. Now, if that don't change, then it ain't you. It's time for you to go. You did everything you could possibly do. You're like, all right, I'm going to dip my inner child over here. This person didn't see the inner child. Well, it's just themselves. They got to learn themselves. And this is where the trickery comes from. Now, I think you're playing a trick on them. Because I ain't got time for that. I got to be an adult in front of you. Okay, well, you go on over there and be an adult. Because I don't do adult stuff all the time. That's slavery to my own mind. It's called mastering yourself. This is why a master became a master debater. And now he's been a master in debating himself. Dang. He's mastering the bait of himself. Like, that's what a fish is. A fish gets the bait and got a caught to the hook, but the hook is also Captain Cook. He cooked the fish every Friday day. Then they call it free a day. But free who? They said free your mind. But we ain't free nothing yet. We still over here thinking, I'm enslaved. I got to go to work on Monday. I got to do this. I got to do that. I got to. Well, shut up. You say all you got to do and stuff. Why you got to be an I in the first place? Why not be a we? Why not we feel supreme energy right now? Why not we manifest this energy? Why not we are a part of whatever this is as the ultimate? See, you'll start to see that even that 10% to a 90% is greater than even the 90% if you start to use it that way. Like blue lights just sitting there and red lights, just bunch 90 red lights and blue, just 10 of them. You're like, dang, them blue lights are strong. You're like, dang, you see all the red lights though? Nah, just focus on them blue lights. And so our mind end up being that same way. We got arteries and veins that go to our heart and our blood, but at the same time, we need air. So how do we circulate the air and the water? You know what I mean? That's in the body. That's air, just like Gemini. We would say air, just like Aquarius. Has to have water, right? Air carries that moisture in. So now, whether it was dry like a manifestation of man, we're like, I'm going to just destroy some stuff. Shoo! But then all of a sudden, they need some Teflon because they need this is not working too much. I just feel like I'm about to burn out. I need some water. So how do you manifest yourself? Back to saying, not just spirit, because people get out here and do some spiritual stuff. They go out there to the club, they go on, get liquored up, and then they go on, kiss their woman, and then start talking stuff, and then dead her in the eye and on by the end of the night, and it was a moon now. Didn't see none of the science, none of that. They just was on something, and it was like something that happened at work and just manifested at the club, and then somebody stepped on your shoe. You didn't do nothing about it, but then when you got home, you just want to give her the energy you had. Even though you just had some energy off of her and, you know, now it's angry sex for the next time you go in. So it's like, are we really learning when we're even down there on the lower part of the body, the solar part of the body or the stellar part of the body? Are we learning the three basic fire points that's there? And then are we learning that outside of that is us too and we're connected by her? And so that's the three and the one. And if we don't know that we have the same three, but it's not as strong as hers, because, you know, she's basically 90 and you basically 10. This is why man only has 10% inside of him, right, until the woman starts making some connection. And then there's 90% that comes right out of him. 90% comes out of him. So it's the ultimate of, okay, I got to go in another room. She's going in over here. What I'm saying is you got 90% of a feminine energy, you know what I'm saying, making a manifestation stronger than what we look at when it comes down to even breaching a higher intercourse. So it's not even the point of man knows himself. Man can know himself more if he knows it by a woman of himself. How did he get here? How did he have a line on his phallus that was not from a doctor who sewed that up? How did he have nipples on his chest that didn't come from another man putting it there? How did he have a belly button but he can't, you know, make the connection of a woman how she does when the umbilical cord is connected to him and have given life. This is why they had a set with the little man in her arms known as Asar. So we start to see, looking at little people, saying, oh, you can down them because they're smaller or they're shorter than you. But is that become the Willie Lynch chip that we've now created to each other, that where we demoralize not only the man, we demoralize the woman? Just like the he said, the tomahawk don't come from our sister, it comes from the woman. So you can see in their reverse, our reverse, and you can see how we all still are coming out wanting to manifest better than whatever that was before us. And so now, is it about erased or is it about erasing? You know, because history is a point of, like, your heritage. Are you at a rite of passage? Do you know that if your uncle had great ability, can you grasp that so you can get your rights of trade to your child, and then your child can live longer than you have? Is it to that point? Like, are we really putting out the work that we're saying, being Ham, being fruitful and multiply, or is it about Ma, M-A-H, instead of H-A-M? We've been putting a hammer out and making nails be connected and fastened to even to a cross for Jesus, but we don't see the X being what it is. The X is how you stand into yourself, how you see the unknown. This planet been also called Planet X. So there's levels to, we probably haven't went far enough, is what I'm really going at, to learn about what do we do in a spiritual level versus say, you know what, I'm going to start doing some blaming. You know, you just got here. You're like the youngest on the planet. You're like a child, and you know what I mean? Like with baby food, that was changed to like a delicacy of, you know, you can spoil, basically you can spoil yourself.
That's a lot of play.
That's a lot of play with. That's a lot of play. A lot of play to play with, right? So that means you gotta have discipline. You gotta be now a disciple on the table. Cain and Abel.
There it is, y'all. There it is. A lot of our generations of men, you know, because we're speaking to the men today, y'all. A lot of what I'm seeing is that a lot of us are starting to see that part. Like we can just see everything from like afar. Like we see generational bullshit, you know, and no, that no one is even trying to touch. And we like, what the fuck is going on? Okay, so. So everything eternal just led up to Auntie Yes, like emotional, something stuck out to me in this broadcast, and it's emotional balance. We are wigging out, we spazzing out, we do not understand how to get to that spiritual aspect of emotional balance.
And it all comes from allowing distraction to keep you from dealing with your emotional side. Society tells you that if you are an emotional man, you are weak. And that is the furthest thing from the truth. The brothers that I come in contact with that are emotional are the ones who actually can communicate with me on a healing level. We are a hurt people. We have been hurt for a long time. Some of us is battling shit that we ain't even never experienced. But it's in our DNA and passed through our bloodline because our family members before us never healed it. And so now it's affecting us. And we like, I don't even go through that bullshit. I ain't even got nobody in my life. But I feel this shit got something to do with me. And it does. We are here to heal. And if you listen to my voice, understand that when you heal you, you'll heal those that came before you in energy. It's a big job. That's a big, those are mighty shoes to fill. Society has given us a way of life that is not our authentic way of life. Society has rippled traditions and cultural things that we are naturally in tune with, and it makes us seem crazy to try to implement those things because we live in a society that is not based upon those things. So this is why a lot of people are waking up to dealing with themselves, doing the shadow work, doing the inner child work. And there are a lot of men that they won't meditate with their woman. Because I've stuff be coming up. I don't want her to know I'm weak. Why do you deem yourself weak? Because you can cry. Why do you deem yourself weak? Because you realize and can now rationalize that you recognize that something is wrong and you're willing to fix it.
Uh-huh.
And if it causes a tear.
A minute. That's it. It's really not that we just don't want our women in our space. It's the fact that we have not addressed or even understood how to address the deep feminine aspects about ourselves versus what society has taught us. That is what the fuck is going on, I feel.
Yeah. And so, you know, when we're dealing with these type of things and we're processing these type of things in our now, ain't nobody ready for that shit in your now. When you getting downloads and you processing, I'm a heel, I'm eating right, I'm cleaning my body. If you're in a relationship with somebody who you deem you love and you know they're your partner, both of you need to be doing that. Because now there becomes to be an imbalance. If the man is eating right and he healing and he meditating and he doing the things that helps him be a better him for him, then she has to be willing to start her path on doing the same thing. So that as they're healing, they're growing and they're knowing together. And so sometimes I'm going to cry because you crying. Sometimes you going to cry because I'm crying. And sometimes we're going to be so mad that we ain't going to be able to cry. And we're mad not because of anything outside of us, but because this information was here and nobody gave us rite of passage to it. Nobody told us how to do it. Nobody wrote the book and left it for us. Nobody showed us through example what it looks like. This is activation at its finest. If we are not activating our highs and our lows to bring us to a place of healing, then we are truly not in a space of dealing with community because we don't have a common unity. We're not allowing that space to be evolved so that we can work on it. I wrote something in the backdrop, and I said, men come from her and spend their whole life trying to get back in her, yet never understand that the relationship changed when she gave you your body to first learn your relationship with self. Once we learn us as individuals, we can learn us from each other and one another within relationship. But when we have fear and distractions and hurt people trying to tell hurt people how to do some shit, we trauma bonded and we going around the mulberry bush because we're staying hurt and there's no elevation to the healing. Do you look at your age as a place to sit down and really deal with yourself? Or do you flip your age to where you're being stimulated in a higher space of being stuck in the cup of the age?
You know,
as above, so
you
below.
You know, and I, y'all know I always do this, you know what I'm saying? But I have to fuck up a little bit in order to get to these destinations y'all talking about. I'm sorry. I just do. And I actually love my processes. You know what I'm saying? Like, you know, I know that this is what we have to get to, but the things that we go through, I know everybody who may know the divine connection and lives it and experience it, you know what I'm saying, has to go through their very own bullshit to get there.
My question to you in the now of what you just said, is if you were taking driving directions and you said, Auntie, how do I get to your house? And I sent you three different ways to get to my house. I sent you the fastest route. I sent
you
a route that would that would take you, you know, a little bit out the way, but you wouldn't have to climb hills, so you might be better on gas. Or I take you all around the world where you done went all up into New York and then came back down to Georgia. Would you actively, really want to take the New York route when I've given you an easier way to still get to what you want to in a shorter time, in an economic time, in an efficient time?
For that, you know what I'm saying, I would have to weigh it just to see, because that New York option may be something that I may want to do, because I may want to, you know, drive through New York. You know what I'm saying? Without you, you don't know that, but, you know, hey, I want to make a few stops. That may not be that bad. You know what I'm saying? So
it may not be that
bad,
but you're putting other things in the diaspora. I'm just going off of one section. You say, Auntie, I'm coming to visit.
I get
you gonna
it.
You're
going
to go all the way to New York.
Right. And it sounds crazy. You know what I'm saying? To the average mind, it sounds ludicrous to go outside of the, but why would you want to do all of that other shit when the map that was laid out for you, such as what, i.e. Dr. York's work and all of these other people, you know, whatever, you know what I'm saying?
Mm-hmm.
That is great. But also, you know, just for this platform and just for the world, I have to mention, because we do have people who like to go all
like
over
that.
You know what I mean? So for them, I am talking to y'all. I want y'all to know that it is okay. That's all.
And I mean, it is okay. But I'm going to tell you something. And me being on the planet almost 50 years, okay, I have learned. I was the radical. I was the radical. Wherever the fuck I wake up, that's my space, and I own it. And I'm going to do what I want to do the way I want to do it. And you ain't going to tell me any different. And yada, yada, yada. But let me tell you what was on the end of that. What was on the end of that was my rape. What was on the end of that was fighting and being in situations that I never would have been in if I had allowed somebody to assist me in my destination and not be so me. I wouldn't have so many scars on my body today. And some of the lessons that I had to learn, even though they were not my very own lessons, they were lessons for the people ahead of my life that I could say, I understand where you're coming from because I went through that. If I had it all to do again, I'd be more apt to listen. And I'm just being honest. I would be more apt to listen. I would have less scars on my body, and I would have less things that I have to heal in my today. Because I wasn't out to letting people help me in my yesterday. So we all have choices. And a lot of people are finding that the universe sends you help. And you have a conscious decision to accept it or not. That's your freedom. And a lot of times we don't take the help because we deal with deep-rooted trust issues. Person really trying to help me, or they just don't want me to know what they know, or they just don't want me to get it for myself. That's ego. And ego don't come with healing. And this is why a lot of people, initially, ego has nothing to do with healing. Ego comes to stop you from healing because ego likes to be in control.
But we have to dance with that in
you
order
to push
get where we're going. That's what I
you
mean.
Gotta
we
got
to dance with it in order to get to where we're going. So it's all needed.
I mean, for some, you know, it is. But
for
we're
some,
talking to a collective,
some,
so we have to give both sides.
Right.
We're talking to a collective, so, you know.
So that's why I had to insert what I did.
When we dealing with men and we dealing with people who have been told through society that they have to always be strong, and yet they're always the ones that are being beat down, even by their own, men and women, even by their own. And we ask the question why, and we want to have the hard conversation. A lot of people that are going to hear this will be in the space of, yeah, I could have did it differently. And it's because of the pain and trauma that in there now today, it's so expanded and it's grown so big. And this causes mental illness in a lot of us. Because now not only are you not trusting the outside you, but you're not trusting the inside you, even when you're right for you. And that's where a lot of people are getting stuck, because it's like, my first mind said do this, but the last time I did that shit, I ended up in jail. I can't afford to go back to jail. I ain't got no money for that. Ain't nobody going to take care of my animals. Ain't nobody going to take care of my kids. You know, now you're thinking on a higher level. Let's not go to jail. Let's just have a good time. I ain't going to drink and drive. Let me call my friends who said they was coming up here to this party anyway and see if I could ride home with them, and we park my car in a safe space. This is when we're being responsible and accountable in our decisions. Because you doing
in
what
that,
you want to do could have a domino effect on somebody else. And you didn't want to do that.
You know,
you woke up and knew that you killed somebody off of you doing what you wanted to do, and that person had, you knew nothing about that person. That's going to affect you long term, and that's something extra on top of the healing you already doing that you now got to process. So I'm just
now,
giving a little curve on
it. To those who that works for, have at it. But, you know, just for everybody, you know what I'm saying? If there's truly no right or wrong like we believe and we teach, you know what I'm saying?
Mm-hmm.
Understanding your own life flow or how this shit works for you is your business. You know what I'm saying? So we can give you many avenues and many, you know, we could have threw Arizona on that bitch. You know what I mean? But, you know, hey, if you want to go through Arizona to get to Georgia, do that. You know what I'm saying? You know, but what Auntie did do was she gave you the fastest route. You know what I'm saying? So, you know, hey, you know what I'm saying? So, guys, hey, to each their own. But in that, you guys, it's very important to speak about the processes. A lot of our elders have went through processes of fucking up before they got to a place where they even can tell you the fucking right path. You know what I'm saying?
And
the beauty of it,
mm-hmm. not to cut you off, but I want to catch you right there, because the beauty of going the long route, the beauty of it is that you have an activated testimony to what that brought you. Now, for somebody who went the direct route, they were able to be in a space of being able to have more time and what they
want. And not have to go through.
So you have to weigh your options on what is conducive for you and be willing to accept what your choices bring you.
You
have to be willing to accept. Sometimes we hurt ourselves, and we don't want to deal with that. We don't want to deal with, because you made the choice to do this, it rippled into that. And now you don't want to deal with that, but ain't nobody to save you from you.
Yep. You know, I was talking to a mother the other day, you know, mother of five, I think it was. And, you know, she said, Keithan, you know, what really made me get my shit together for real was when I had just had my last two babies and I got prison time. You know what I'm saying? So, it was like she had many signs. You know, she had many people give her fish. She had many elders give her fast roots. The universe was giving, you know what I mean, fast roots, but you know, it took that drastic situation. You know what I'm saying? Go ahead, Eternal. Go ahead. Pass the mic to you. This is a great conversation. Can y'all hear me?
Yeah.
You're telling, we can't hear you.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah, I got you.
Go ahead.
Yeah, that's the what we end up getting through is pain on pain, you know.
Mm-hmm.
After a while, you get stuck into the wormhole, the rabbit hole become, you get deeper into it, and you find out that you went so deep emotionally that now it's emotionally how you get back out of it. And now it's a point where that's all you feel now. Like, you want to even go back to it. You will even take the stuff you didn't like because you want what it was still there left. You want that. You know what I mean? Like, so it's like this cake, the best cake you ever had. Yet you remember, you got to remind yourself, like, that was the best cake I ever had. So it's not like you're going to have your past and the present again. That's why it's called a memory. You're into learning your memos. So you make a memo pad to yourself. It's a new journey to yourself. The cyclic cycles that, of course, when we see the circle again, you're like, oh, this is that circle. But it'll be, nope, it's a different circle. You're like, okay, now I gotta make sure I'm aware of this because, you know, my eyes, ears, nose, mouth, how I'm listening, tasting, such a feeling, is it all still there? You know what I mean? And do I get numb out?
Mm-hmm.
Usually when you find that parallel, it's usually when the sympathy and the empathy goes out. And so usually when you find out how sincere you was, then it'd be like later on, it'd be like, or even yourself, it'd be like, dang, she was sincere at one point. Now she ain't sincere. So it's like, when did that happen?
Mm-hmm.
You know what I mean? And then it'd be like, well, shoot, I just found somebody else to find some sincerity to. You're like, wait a minute, you're a shepherd. You have sincerity over there? Man, you're not a disciple. You're not a disciple. So then we go into, oh, you a whore, and all of these things. Or, oh, you a stud. You over here mess with, you know what I mean, any type of woman and whatever and bringing it home. So now she can't trust you because, you know, you putting your spiritual with her spiritual and you bringing it back. And she got wonder what's going on. You take a shower before you even go touch her and stuff. You jump in the bathtub, you know, kind of things like that. You throw your clothes in the laundry real quick. You know, things that you'd be like, well, what are you doing? Like, oh, wait a minute. This cat is cheating on me. So now it's like, all these other connections to back in the day said father was a rock and roll star and all of that, but when he ain't home,
Papa
like
was
level,
a rolling stone.
Yeah, you already know. I was just throwing it out there to see if you knew it.
Like, Papa
everybody
was a
got
rolling
the
stone.
Here. Come on now. You rolled the stone and what you said? It's like a pebble after a while. You done rocked all that rock out for yourself. And you're just a rock. You're a pebble.
As my daddy used to say, you turn
Tony
a
Rebel.
Hard head, make a soft ass.
Yeah, and that's when you
have a lot of y'all was hard head.
Yeah, hard head, nigga. What? Soft hip.
Soft hip.
So it's the whole idea that where you have the key. How you have the key? That the hammer Biff. Who comes through the door and busts through the door and knock the door down and, you know, destroy everybody that's in the room and, you know, just only because we want to get some energy out the center. You know, that's that race mentality. We have had that for such a long period of time that we didn't know even when they said, oh, I like this position, but in the dominatrix type thing, we're like, wait a minute, you want me to rape you? But it's like, you've been impaired. You've been impaired. So we've been doing some impairities to each other and reflecting it back out each other in the bedroom and in our conversations. And it's like, this is your lifestyle. And you're like, listening to it in the music and you start to actually re-emulate it. And like, wait a minute, what is this part of? That's the MK Ultra. I just letting you know. MK Ultra 13, they call it MK Ultra 13, the level of your 13 moon cycle connection, turning back to the whole year of this is what happens when you manifest yourself. So not knowing it, over 17 trillion cells is on that body. So now you're shed like skin, like a snake, to be really a kundalini energy, a reptilian. Is like just only the lower cerebral cortex concept. Like if you know your back of your mandula oblongata, if you know the back of your head, you know that that's where a lot of us just get our energy up at and then go back down. But if you can get it to come back up to the forehead, that's, you hear that? It says forehead. I had to add, so when you're into the forehead, you're in the centering yourself better. You can actually ground yourself once you know how to center yourself. And that's like, sitting down, laying down, or standing up. Like, you can actually have meditation anywhere in the room and still be all right, even if it was a jail cell. So this is why we've been putting
I've
been saying, oh, this person killed me. And they put the straps around them and try to make them feel like, you know, just like the superheroine Storm. They said Storm, she has straight powers of, you know, the weather and everything. Yet, do anybody know her flaw? What's her flaw? You know it? What would make her weak? Do you know?
I got two more questions. Just after you finish that up, y'all, I got two more questions, and we got to wrap up because we've run out of time. These shows have been great, y'all, because we run out of time on them, y'all. These are great conversations. So, man, yeah, sorry.
The answer is
closed spaces.
So now you're like creating phobic to the superheroine Storm. That's how she became a Phoenix spirit and started to destroy everything around her. So now is the idea of how much power does she have? How does she use the raw manifestation through her segment energy? How do we see it as Haru? Ra Haru. And that's Haru Ra. That's why we came over Hoorah. You know, and now it's a military aspect. But we say Horus, we say hooray, horoscope, you know, this is the horizon. So how do you use that like horizon? It's the V, going back into your ground, 5-star, right, and ground yourself like the upside-down star that they showed us, making it a 10. Well, the idea of going into self, attend yourself. So now grounding yourself is 6, and you're a 6-pointed star, Star David, you know what I mean? You're able to sit into yourself and learn how your sexual side is more intellectual, super sapient. Ashe.
Shay. All right, y'all. Yeah, no callers, y'all. Thank you to everybody who is listening. You know what I'm saying? This has been a real verse conversation, guys. These are the conversations I would love for everybody to have, you know, in your own, you know, circles, in your own communities. You know what I'm saying? Just somebody, you know, start the conversation, you guys. You know, it's not going to always be pretty. You know what I'm saying? The youth sometimes, you know, going to feel like they have a lot to say, you know, when they got Amalek on their breath, you know what I'm saying, and all of that stuff, you know. But still, I feel that it's very fair and very balanced if everybody feels, not you telling me that you're listening, but if everybody could feel that everybody is compassionately hearing one another, you guys. You know, this whole love thing, you know what I'm saying, love Kendrick Lamar. You know, he said love is not a verb, it's baby. You know what I mean? We tell people we love them and we care and we listening all day long, but how often are we feeling that amongst one another? Just a question to leave, you know, you guys with. But I wanted to just pose this as a question. Okay, go ahead, and then I got two more I want to insert.
I'm gonna be quick with it. When you authentically loving you, you don't need an outside force to confirm it. And you will give yourself enough to fill your cup. And when you can give love over overflow, then the law of attraction will take place. And you'll come in contact with people that can give love with overflow. You don't need nobody else's love. You want other people's love. You don't need nobody else's validation. You want other people's validation. This is a you thing. As an individual man or woman, and when you giving you what you know you deserve and what's right for you, people on the external will be drawn to you for you being you. And you don't have to ask them to accept you because it will naturally be there to be accepted. So, you know, just to say that we want people to love us, we want people to tell us and all of that, just know that if you get up every day and love on you, I don't give a fuck if another motherfucker don't love me never again.
Come on.
Men.
I'm going to tell y'all something.
Men. For women who are always hollering, I just want somebody to love me. Love is reciprocation. Okay? Love is reciprocation. Yeah. And all love ain't conducive. Let people teach you how to love them. And be open to that because you want to be in a place where you can let people let you teach you how to you know what I'm saying, how to love them too. All love is not conducive. All love is not conducive. So be real mindful when asking for love because you get just love. And then you mad about how people loving you. Be case specific in what you ask for, because the way you ask for it is the way you gonna get it.
Now for the men, you guys, I wanted to say everything that Auntie is saying. It wasn't until I started to. I used to always cry. My mama don't. And y'all kind of see his spirit out now. You know what I'm saying? But that was like the old Keithon, to where he was just raw down in the gutter with it, like bad. You know what I'm saying? But I always thought every woman in my life left me, even the girlfriends I tried to date. It wasn't until I sat in that mirror and told myself that I loved myself, and I started to explore what loving myself truly meant and balance. It wasn't until I did that. That's how I did it, y'all. All y'all see this reciprocation that y'all see from that hard work when I looked my motherfucking self in the mirror and gave myself all of the love that I wanted from these women, from these mamas, from these aunties, from these cousins, from my family. I gave it to my goddamn self. And in giving it to myself in balance, no material shit, you know, I didn't buy a whole bunch of shoes and shit. You know, it was that I had to resurrect little Keithon, and I had to ask him, where would he like to go eat? Where would he like to go? And his first thing was Six Flags. That's why y'all see Six Flags. That's little Keithon right there. And y'all see I take him out of date quite frequently. You know what I'm saying? When I paint, that's adolescent Keithon. You know what I'm saying? So we have to kind of remember and talk to Asir. Was actually talking about Asir Dukes. He was talking about it, how he, in order to do like memory exercises, he would go back to his 4-year-old self. He would go back to his 7-year-old self, and he'll just go relive some of them moments just so he could, you know, be sure that he was. Be sure that he was, you know, loving on every aspect.
Giving himself.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, you, not of what he was and what he wanted now and what he was doing now, but every aspect about his totality, about our totality, men and women too, really. You know, we have to do all of that, guys. That's how we love on ourselves. So not until we do that, in whatever fashion that you do that we will get the attraction back, y'all.
I'm telling y'all,
it's not cliche. It is not cliche, y'all. It is not cliche. Do the science for yourself.
I want to speak to the brother before we move forward, and I just want to give you a little key.
Okay, go ahead.
I want to give you a little key. The women that you adore in their totality, they're not perfect women. And you're not going to be a perfect man. But you can be perfect for one another in relationships. You can be a perfect daughter, a father to your daughter. Not because you're perfect, because you're perfect for her. You can be a perfect friend. Let me tell y'all, in relationships of any kind, be a friend, because with your friends, you don't have secrets. You don't wear masks, and you give them your authentic self. And if friendship can be developed, then relationship is developed. And then those seeds of friendship evolve into understanding the relationship, which gives you the space that is safe enough for you to address anything that isn't conducive to the parties involved. I have been on this planet almost 50 years, and I can tell y'all with every fiber of my being, the people who I allow to be my friends are the people who I still today, from the sandbox to the grave, we still riding with each other. My relationship that I am in right now, the individual that I am dating right now, we have a friendship. We talk about everything. Some things are uncomfortable, but because it's a safe space, we can have the hard conversation. Become friends with yourself so you know how to be friends to others in your authentic self.
Mm-hmm.
And in that, you'll remove a lot of the bullshit that comes with you just trying to be you. So I'm me. And when I look above, below, this a we. Relationships are not only about you. Relationships is a collective. And
one more time,
you have to be
one
open.
More
relationship
time.
Is not just about you. It is not of any kind. Your relationship with your animals had to trust you before they would eat from you. When you're dealing with the orishas, you have to put that stuff in your mouth before you give it as an offering or a sacrifice. So there is no relationship. You have to have a relationship with the universe. You got to have a relationship with energy. So it's not just flesh and blood. And it is not just about you. And when you understand the relationship that you have with yourself, the healing needs to take place there before you can dress any relationship with anybody else. And you can do that in love. Even if your love is not conducive, because in a safe space, you'll be willing to learn how to love adequately and appropriately for all involved.
You know, this is flowing how it needs to flow. So I'm not going to even read what I wrote. But what I will say is this. Vulnerability. You know, I'm not going to read it because it'll come back up later, but vulnerability, vulnerability, guys, these things that that society taught us that were weaknesses, you know, showing your emotions, vulnerability, you know what I'm saying? A key for me was to look at that shit in reverse and flip it. Like, wait a minute, let me play with this vulnerability a little bit. I'm going to be vulnerable here, and then I started to see, wait a minute, this vulnerability is actually working for me when I express myself. You know what I mean? Like,
and
setting self-boundaries. It was straight up healthy. It was nothing that was taught to me, nothing. So that's how, like, you have to learn in your way and on your own how your very own vulnerability is your power, not your weakness. They lied to you.
It is not weakness.
Yeah.
The greatest power you have is to stand up for yourself. The greatest power you have is to stand up for yourself. Now, how you do that makes the difference on the reciprocation. But you cannot control anybody but you. So you have to know how you work so that you can then work with others. And then it all works out, be it that it is a simple conversation and that is the end of it, or it is a conversation that was needed and you can build from it. Everybody is not going to stay with you. My brother saw me the other day, and it was the realest shit ever. He said, T, I deal with women the way I watch mommy move. He said, and mommy was on shit. Like, mommy did a lot of shit that, man, I wish a woman would. I'd be even went to jail. I'd kick her tail. She couldn't, ain't no woman going to treat me like that. He said, but it gave me a hatred for women. And I said, it gave you a hatred for women. He said, because if my mother could do that to someone else, then what somebody else's daughter didn't think she could do it to me?
What was that he did? Was that self-awareness? Like, how do you feel your brother got there to that awareness?
Because we were having a conversation in regards to his children's mothers. And I expressed to him that you move in an animalistic way, not understanding that there are spiritual attachments from your animalistic ways. And in your mind, just the experience of being with you is an honor. She shit, if I give you some, you blessed, because I'm a man. I'm this and I'm that. I ain't got to be bothered with the foolishness. And I said, right, but you don't think that women that you deal with have that same thing? I said, what happens to the girls who she watched her father do things to her mother that she wish a nigga would? You understand?
Yeah.
So we're teaching, even when we don't know we're teaching, just by how we live it. Everybody ain't your friend. Everybody ain't your partner. And you got very few that say, when I got you, I got you. We gonna need to really pay attention to how we see us. And that's what my mother was doing, was she was literally analyzing. Because I said, why do you hate women so much? But you always want to, you want to jump off. You want to have sex. You want this. You want that. You need eye candy when you walk in the club. She can't be looking like this, and she can't that. You got all these expectations on what you want. But they're just surface. You don't care. She can be cute, and as long as you can hit it and quit it, she okay with you. But a woman of substance, you scared to have a conversation with. He said, mommy made me like that. Mommy, man, watching mommy. He said, you know, I give all y'all a hard time. He said, but T, you different. You different from that. I said, because I seen it, and I decided to break the chains and not add length. I was built for going into the inner me and understanding that being promiscuous was not my thing. My body is for a special breed. And I fucked up along the way because I seen masks and assumed that they were what I thought I wanted. And then I understood that you have to allow yourself time to unwrap the gift. It ain't always what it looks like.
Yeah. Y'all, we got to wrap up because thank you. This has been a very profound conversation. I have to read the energy. I have to read the energy centers today because, guys, you know, sometimes in some broadcasts I pull, you know what I mean? So we coming through. We shout out. Again, I am proud of us because I am seeing so many people even mention the word healing who I thought would never. One of my little cousins mentioned it, you know, about her healing in her own way, you know. And I'm like, look at you. Girl, shut the fuck up, you know. But it's like a domino effect, you know what I'm saying? So, you know, all the seeds that the elders have planted, all the seeds that we plant, you know, along the way, you know what I'm saying? They are flourishing, y'all. This is good. I love it. You know, no matter how it looks sometimes, y'all. You know what I mean? It's working. All right? So,
and brothers, talk to the men in your family. Talk to the men in your family. Not that foolish baseball, football stuff. But if it's available, or talk to the men that are in your tribal family.
Your spiritual family.
Okay?
Mm-hmm. Somebody you really trust.
Men. Sit at the feet of the young men and sit at the feet of the old men. And let them show you bridges. Let them show you bridges. Talk to the young men and find out why they look at the world the way they do. And talk to the old man and find out why he look at the world the way he do. And the things that look at the world the same on, use those things as lessons.
In that, guys, Auntie just suggested to y'all is that the younger men, you know what I'm saying? Like, we can't go in these places and spaces and thinking that we are the authority and that we are going to teach as men, you know what I'm saying? The balance to that, y'all, is we can go to our youth with the, you know, internal expectation, if you will, for them to teach us something. How many times have we sat with our youth with the intentions for them to teach us, not for us to teach them?
Well, when the student appears, the teacher is ready. However, we have to allow open conversation in general. However, everybody is not, a lot of people are caught up in what the message comes through. And they don't want to get the message because of who it came through. 7-year-old boy tell you, you shouldn't be talking like that. You cuss that lady out for no reason, bruh. And you tell my little motherfucker, shut the fuck up. But that little boy just gave you you. You talk to a 70-year-old man, and he'll tell you, I would have never talked to that woman like that. However, I thought it. And you say, well, that's the same thing. No, it isn't. Because we don't always have to say what we think. And now that opens a space for you to say, but why did you think that? And then that allows him to tell you a story on what caused him to think like that, but have enough what we call respect to not engage in her lower vibratory energy.
Now, so wait, you made a real valid point, and I got to go back on that. You said that, you know, don't do that, you know what I'm saying? You know, but you was like, but in the guy's head, you know what I'm saying? He said, I thought it, you know what I'm saying? Like, like, is that really a reality to where our men are doing that, to where they're being honest about they even thought about it? Okay, that's good. Okay, that's good then.
Our men are thinking about shit that they don't feel safe enough to put into words. Or they've never seen another man respectfully recheck what was disrespectful from a woman. Or they have never been in the presence of a man being a man and standing up in his authority and saying, listen, baby, we ain't been doing this, and we're not gonna start this. We can have the conversation, and we're going to have it between us. We're not doing this in front of the children. See, we give more information in how we move than what we say. And this is why I stress so much about activation. Because when you've activated something for yourself, you know exactly how the fuck you gonna move in that energy. And you don't have to be the lower vibratory to give it. A woman may not know that she's been tearing your ass down by cussing you out on the regular, because she see your mama cuss you out on the regular. So she said, I got to be like his mama, because his mama get him to do some stuff. But when she said, baby, could you please, you be girl, get out my face. But when she talked to you like she your mama energy, then you more apt to do it. So you have to understand how even as men, you're teaching women that it's okay to be the fucked up them, because you respond to the fucked up them differently than you respond to the docile them.
Let's cut it right there, because really they're going to cut us off. So thank you guys. Okay. Join us every weekend here. Join us every weekend here. We bring in a lot of these conversations back up in different aspects. So, you know, please join us. This is the first summer that we just went all the way through. You know what I'm saying? Like, universe, like, don't stop. Just keep that shit. You know, we normally break for the whole keeping this shit going. So gratitude for the energy. What I pulled today, guys, was caring connections, okay? And I pulled it in reverse. This card is symbolic for something ending in your life. You know, whether it be a relationship, partnership, you know, you standing your ground and you, you know, you cutting ties or cords, you know, with some of the toxic family members, you know, whatever it may be, this is an ending cycle for something in your life. You know, this was a deep connection, right? So this card is the ending cycle
for you not opening your mouth.
Okay. Bam. There it is. So in that, you know what I'm saying? You know, a lot of us are spazzing out. A lot of us know better to react in certain ways that we've been reacting. Mm. You know what I'm saying? So going back to what Eternal said, you know, that's why I was like, this shit is just so divine, because it's every fucking thing we talking about. So in order for us to get, so to end on the card, you guys, what positive or balanced things are we putting into action? You know what I'm saying? So that we do not have to react in those ways that are not self serving to our soul. That was the energy pool for today. If you want a session of your own, guys, please go to our website, www.handsomeandwitnessradio.net, for that. And you can get private sessions with any of us on the AIR platform. Go under Services tab or Meet the Team tab if you need to contact any of us. Our information, mm-hmm. websites, you know, all of that. I made the website so that everything can be on a one-stop shop. You will not have to have no excuses on how to find us or talking about or doing. www.handsomeandwitnessradio.net. Join us every weekend. Join discussions in the Black Room. Professor Kaba, you guys know him for Henry Colors. Him and his daughters are on every other Tuesday here at AIR. So please be sure that you're checking that out. And that's all I got, guys. Very, you know, push through. Push through, guys. No matter how loose, no matter how you feeling, no matter, you know, I had a challenged week last week. You know, y'all know the whole month of June, you know, everything that I just needed to do and deal with just got laid on me right there. Like, all of June just, bam, bricks, y'all. But, you know, it's push through, show up for yourself. You know, show up for yourself. Love yourself. In my yacht, my yacht means balance, you know what I mean? You know, not to be on one end of each spectrum, but to be balanced. Do it for you. Do it for you. Do it for you. Do it for you. And I pass the mic to Under LJ with Eternal taking us out.
Relationships can be just as simple as we want it to be. You know, it's the song to say it can all be so simple, yet we'd rather make it hard. Mm. We've got to understand why we'd rather make it hard. Loving you is like a battle, yet we both end up with scars. Let's not go into an arena with each other, into a space of comfort and safety. And let's be willing to deal with the truth. Because the truth stands alone. The truth is not your side. The truth is not their side. The truth is the truth. And when we're ready to really deal with the truth, when mama say she love you and baby, you could talk to me, use that door. Mama, you said you love me and you said I could talk to you. Grandma, you said you love me. Auntie, you said, baby girl, listen, we dating. You told me I could talk to you. I got some things I really want to say to you. And I'm not perfect in putting my words into play. And I really don't even know how to say this. So if it come off crazy or hard, just accept that I'm coming to you in love the best way I know how. Right where I'm at.
Mm-hmm.
And they say, yeah, come on, talk to me. That's your place to open their heart, to allow you to be unapologetically truthful. And you being true with you will allow her to respect your truth, even if it hurts. I'm a witness. I got a 30-year-old son. Sometimes them conversations ain't always comfortable. You know what I'm saying? I got a 34-year-old brother. Them conversations ain't always comfortable. I got a 48-year-old brother. Them conversations ain't always comfortable. But you know what? We cry through them. We talk about how we had no idea that we were thinking about it like that. And it opens up a place of being able to at least get it out. Your healing may not be somebody else's healing, but the healthy space is a place for everybody to heal. Be encouraged with one another. Leave your weapons outside and come in with your heart and your mind open so that you can feel what's needed for you to heal, just you. Don't come trying to heal everybody. Get selfish with your healing. If they open the door, walk in respectively, but give your truth so that it can be dealt with or acknowledged at the least that those are your truths. And that's how you take your power back, brothers. And y'all love by y'all women. we got to learn how to love y'all too. So we need y'all to be the teachers that show up when the students are ready, and vice versa. Element, you can use it. Ashe.
Ashe. All right, Eternal, we got like 2 minutes. Eternal,
you're muted,
got like 2 minutes.
Yes, respect. The energy.
Okay.
95, 85. It's all about energy. So how much do you see yourself into conflict? And so we conflict ourselves by learning truth. And that's why truth and trust, there's a difference. And that's why we look for how do we have trust in ourselves. Like a bank is about trust. You know, having your name written down, it's a trust. And so we lose that natural way and see more nurture coming out of itself. If we see that, you know, you come back to yourself and not just say, oh, I'm going to victimize myself and not get caught by the bully or the boule feeling. That's why these illuminating and Illuminati light is really yourself. You're a light bearer. So how do you bear light when you know truth? Everywhere you go is supposed to be that. So if it's hidden, it's only because you didn't see what a Masonic lot is. Like you have a lot, a car lot, a parking lot. Sodom and the Gomorrah concept, we're looking back, turn to a pillar of salt, is representing to your crystal. How do you crystallize yourself? How do you see the crystal as a six hexagon, not just a hex, like they say what the witch would do, but how do you put yourself back into that, not warlock, but source and resource? And the energy of that is like your intellect. So how do you, okay, everything great. How do you intellect yourself? How do you put back your intellectual factors that's missing about ourselves? We say we're into energy. Oh, five. We're into energy, but the energy is you. You're a collective. So now that you're learning this, you know, can you play the great part about yourself versus the not so great part about yourself? You know, they say that you're living off of protons, neutrons, electrons. And how does that work if you don't see your neutral side of self? There is a neutral side of self all the time. So now when you play it out, you see more of what plays in your energy. This is like what we're saying in our connection. We're not seeing connection yet. So if you just play more into your connect, you see your intellect. And how do you see your intellect? By coming from with the intel and elect yourself by. Truth. Your truth is you. So the more you see truth, you see what truth is. It always been there. It don't just change. It's always been there. People want change, but change is just like saying, does a dollar make sense when you give it out? When you see it, it should be something that we call not just change, correction. And so just like correction, you'll see yourself. What is core and erect? You erectile energy. So just like erectile, your mind has to have an erection of knowing. That's what super sapio concept or the sexual intellectual side brings us. If you wanted a relationship, you have to have that make it what it is, because this is where it all started from. You can't say that you physically have a body to attach to if you don't know your spiritual creating side. It's like saying you're impaired with that. And if you see the impurity of life, it changes you. So now you just got to know what you can do to change yourself. Go back into the core right of self. Respect. Lead back. Oh, pyrite.
So I want to dedicate this song to all of the mothers and all of the fathers who stand by those mothers, all of the fathers who will be standing by those mothers after today. Yeah, and I want to turn the light down for me. Turn the light down. Yeah. Okay. I'd like to also dedicate this to my son. His name is Seven, and he's my inspiration. And I want to say peace and love to everybody that came out to support me. I want to say one love to my sister Macy Gray. One love to my sister Lauren Hill. One love to my sister Mary J. Blige. One love to my sister Lil' Kim. One love to my little sister, Foxy Brown. One love to all of my little sisters out there trying to make it in this world. One love to my sister over here, Sister Kim, that was jamming with us the other night. Black Eyed Peas, y'all. Hey, I'd like to say one love to my sister Yazra, one love to my sister Ndambi, one love to my sister China, one love to my whole band up here, y'all. One love to my brother Common Sense, to my brother Dre, to my brother Big Boy, to my brother Amir Thompson, Questlove, Q-Tip, JD, Jay-Z, all my brothers. I'm naming everybody. Everybody I did name you in my heart, and I love y'all, and I thank y'all. Meditate with me for 1 minute, please.
Yeah.
Yeah.